This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the road today at beautiful Haymarket Park, Hawksfield and Lincoln, as the Huskers get ready for their season opener against the Lopers of UNK. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stenson taking care of everything that needs to be taken care of back at the studio. And Tony, we understand it's snowing in Kearney since we left, but no precipitation right now here in Lincoln, and baseball is a go this afternoon at 1:35.
Yeah, much different than 140 miles. We got to Grand Island, had pretty decent rain this morning, and you know, we get to Lincoln, and very, very little precipitation. Just a couple wet spots on the infield. They'll take care of that, and we'll be ready to go 1:35.
What was your weather report like between Grand Island and Lincoln? How would you say the weather was there?
Pretty foggy.
Was it foggy because your eyes were closed? Or
it might have been. I might have taken a nap.
Daddy up before 8 o'clock. That's just tough for the dad to get things done. Coach Mike Anderson is going to join us here in just a second to talk about the Huskers finally getting to play at home. We're going to talk with Coach Damon Day from the Lopers' perspective. He's got a couple of players he's bringing up for us as well. Also on the program today, UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer as they take off for Omaha and the Division II National Tournament, which will get underway this weekend as well. And the State Boys Basketball Tournament, of course, gets underway tomorrow here in Lincoln. Plenty of coverage on our network of stations. We've got a ton of coaches that we'll be talking to, including Shannon Lovett of Minden, Kevin Asher from St. Cecilia, Paul Baronic from Ravenna, Jay Stair from Overton, and Lloyd Wagnus from Heartland Lutheran. They're making their first ever trip to the state tournament, and they've got a tough draw, but we'll break that down with all of that coming up over this next 2 hours here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But boy, Daddy, you were pretty fired up. Once you saw Haymarket Park, you popped over the hill. You saw plenty of parking as we got here early. But you love this time of the season. Even though it's not baseball weather, so to speak, with the sun and 80 degrees and people running around in shorts, it's still going to be nice to get the home opener going today.
Well, it certainly is the greenest grass, I think, of anywhere in Nebraska. They do such a fabulous job with the facility. And one of the reasons that the facility does such a fabulous job is because the guy cracking the whip on it, Mike Anderson, he yeah. joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you? It's got to be great to be sitting in your home dugout.
I'll tell you this. I love your excitement, but I got to correct you on something. You said, hey, it's not ideal baseball weather. This is ideal baseball weather for Nebraska. This is what we want, man.
This is typical. Bring those teams in from the West.
You don't want this when we're playing Kearney. What you want is when we're playing Texas to have this bad weather. But this is great weather for us, and we'll take it any day we can get on the field.
Well, anytime the weather's like this, Augie seems to walk a little slower out to the mound, though, you know. So you got to be right. careful. You got to be right. careful.
Not going to have too long before you see Texas. That kind of kicks off the people that haven't been following Nebraska baseball. That kicks off the Big 12 season for you.
We're not this weekend, but next.
Right,
you know,
right.
And that you know, that's one of the biggest reasons we tried to go out and schedule as tough as we could. Obviously, on the road against Fresno State, on the road against UCLA, down into Rice tournament. The schedule hasn't been easy for us, and you know, the winter that we had was a little bit difficult too. This is our third day out at Haymarket Park, so the difficult schedule, tough start. But the reason we did all that stuff is to get our team prepared for the standard and level of what Big 12 baseball should be. And that's tough. You got to grind some wins out, try to do some things. As difficult as it was for us, we think we're better prepared. So we'll see. It'll be a test of time on that one.
Mike, 3-7 to start the season, something you're not happy with, although 8 of those 10 games you've been tied or had the lead in the 8. So positives and negatives, I guess,
positives
in that statement.
You know, the moral victories, right now we'd be about 8-2, but you want to know something, those don't count. And we're 3-7. It is what it is. We've had one baseball game out of the first 10 that we just did not play well, and I'll take those to start a season. You know, UCLA got after us on that first game. Other than that, we've played good baseball. What we haven't done is played good baseball in that eighth and ninth and finished games off and got the results that we wanted in terms of win and loss. But we have a different team. We have a young team when it comes to the experience of winning. It's 3-3 game at Rice, and I looked at the team, and I looked at their team, and at the end of that game, you had a team that said, we're going to take this victory, and that was the Rice team. Unfortunately, it wasn't our team at that point. But I do believe that over the course of time, you start to learn those lessons, you start to get back on track, I believe in the talent, and I believe in the camaraderie and the chemistry that we have in this team. So hopefully good things can happen for this team as the year goes on.
Mike Anderson, the head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska, joins us to start off the Doug and Daddy Show today from Haymarket Park. They'll take on the Lopers this afternoon at 1:35. The last game out, you had to make the comeback, and you were able to do that in the eighth inning to at least get it tied up, and that was a little sketchy. Bases loaded, nobody out, to bases loaded, two outs, but then you push across those three runs at UCLA.
Absolutely. You know, the game before, we get beat 5-3, and we have the bases loaded, and DJ Belfonte couldn't ask for a better at bat. He hits just a ball, a scorched ball down the in the gap between first and second. Their kid makes a great play. We talk about this all the time. We really want to hunt the fastball offensively. We want to have a great two-strike approach. We want to make sure that we put ourselves in a competitive position. And the last one is this. We want to clutch up. Those are some offensive philosophies. And from the results, we didn't get the result, but did we get the performance we wanted? And DJ Belfonte and a lot of our hitters have done that. We just didn't get the end result. Now, the one thing in terms of being competitive that we haven't been is on the strikeout side. We have not had a good two-strike approach. It's hurt us. It's not put us in a competitive situation that we want to be. So we've got to do a better job of that in the future.
Mike, something I don't understand. I think people take for granted here the support you guys receive from this fan base. I think of UCLA and I think, hey, you got nice looking uniforms, probably a lot of pretty girls in the stands. Then Seamus told me there's 1,100 seats, Jackie Robinson Stadium,
and
more
Nebraska
fans than there were UCLA. And they've got a hell of a ball club. I mean, they've got some really talented players. They're undefeated.
Yep.
And there's no support.
Well,
little support.
I think the first thing that caught my attention on that thought was that the pretty girls in stands. I'm not looking at that. You know that.
I know that.
I'm a happily married man.
I know that.
To compare, no, there's no comparison. Our fan base, wearing the red. There was no UCLA colors out there. We had a tough go out there, and our fans supported us like you can't believe. We had the whole right side of the field taken care of with Husker fans. Our fan base is incredible, and they understand. There's a few things. A few years back, we used to get the thing that Nebraska fans, they really don't understand the game. You know, they got people wearing football jerseys to the games. They just don't understand it. Boy, that's a bunch of baloney. Our people up here know the game of baseball, and you know what? They know it. With our culture and with our environment, that means the cold weather. That means this kind of stuff. Our high school players, our people, we go out and watch games when it's like this. And we might be a little bit behind the California kids and maybe the Texas kids and Florida kids when we're coming out of high school. But give me that grit and give me that attitude that those Nebraska kids have because of what they've done to do this. And that also goes with our fan base. They're going to support us. They understand we've got some knocks at times, and as long as we go out and play hard, get ourselves back on top at some point, our fan base is going to continue to support us. That's a great point.
Well, we understand the game, except for those four or five people that continually yell Bach. Because that just kills me every game. You step out of the back of the rubber, bye, it's not a Bach, and I want to calm those four or five down.
You're right.
Doug and Daddy Show here from Haymarket Park. Mike Anderson, the head baseball coach of the Huskers, joins us for another couple minutes as they get ready to take on the Lopers. You mentioned the Nebraska kids, and now today you're going to play UNK. Depending on where this game has been, usually in March, sometimes you want to play your starters and get them some at-bats and get them some hits. Sometimes you want to play some kids in a midweek game that you haven't. What's your approach today in the home opener?
Our approach is like every other game. I love Damon Day. I like Nebraska Kearney a lot. Got a lot of fun things that go on out in Kearney, but we're going to try to kick their tail. There's no this isn't one of those things, well, let's just get some guys some work. No chance. One of the things that our kids need to learn is to step on the field and play inning by inning. That's the one thing. We've played 7-inning solid, 8-inning solid, and let go on that ninth. And, one of the things that the tradition and the reason this program's had some success in the past is the fact that we've played it inning by inning, pitch by pitch, and not giving up those runs. So Unfortunately, our kids are taking the field, and they don't really know who they're playing today. They need to play baseball, and it just happens to be Nebraska Kearney. So hopefully we go out and get after them the way we could and should. You know, tremendous amount of respect for Damon and his program. That's why we continue to play him, because they play hard, they get after it, and a lot of respect for their program all the time.
A lot of people look at what has happened. We talked about the eighth and the ninth inning struggles. It's not all on the relief pitching staff, because we've seen unearned runs, we've seen errors, but we've also seen wild pitches, end games. Have you already addressed the team about this, or is it still too early to put them into a to get them mentally thinking about it?
Well, they've mentally already thought about it. You know, that very first game was a snake bite for us. That hurt us. You know, we had a lead going into that ninth, and a lot of things happened, and boom, 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 the game's over with some home runs. Defensively, we've played well. We've done a good job. We need to make sure that we don't walk people, we don't hit people. And when it comes to the, right down to the wire, we've got to make sure that we make that pitch. So it's been difficult. We've been snake bitten that way. And so now that next situation comes up, instead of our kids having that feeling of this is how it's supposed to be done, they go back to that mental stage of, well, this is what's happened. Let's not let it happen again. And that's not the way to play the game baseball. And when you're scheduled on the road playing tough teams and you're that visiting team and they get that last at bat, boy, you're just waiting to get home and have that same opportunity. And unfortunately, that's happened to our team. We'll get back on track with it.
Mike Anderson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Tyler Niederklein gets the go for you today, a freshman and one of Frank Ryan's boys out of Millard West.
Absolutely. He's a strike thrower. We've got three freshmen you'll see today. You're going to see Ryan Hander. You're going to get the chance to see Tyler Niederklein and Luke Bublitz, a young man from Colorado. Those three kids, what they've done to earn this opportunity is to fill up the zone. So what we're looking for them to do is make sure they throw strikes. Tyler does a great job of that. All three of these guys are going to be guys that they haven't contributed much on weekends yet, but the way our schedule sets up, obviously our midweek games in Creighton and Wichita State, and you go down that list and name a number of different teams that are quality teams for us to play, we're going to have good freshmen that lead us during that stage. So these guys, it's an earned opportunity, and what they do with it today will earn even more opportunities for them.
Well, Coach, looks good. Looks like hopefully we can get some folks down here to watch some baseball. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and I know you got to get back down there, buddy.
You bet. Thank you, guys, and appreciate the support you guys always give us, and enjoy yourself up here. I'm sorry it's so early in the morning for you.
Oh, no, I'm coming around.
Daddy's already been catching foul balls off batting practice.
Keep your windows open up here, and you guys will get some good stuff.
Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Coach Mike Anderson, head coach of the Nebraska baseball program, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Haymarket Park. Special 2 hours from the field today as we get ready for the Lopers and the Huskers, and that game starts at 1:35 this afternoon. You can catch it on Huskers.com if it's not along the network, because there is the men's basketball game going on today, and that does take number one priority as far as a pecking order in the network, because they're in the conference tournament. And we will keep you up to date, of course, this afternoon on sports as well between the Huskers and the Lopers. Yeah, we were here, I think, the last time UNK did some early things, got some things going, got some runs in the first couple of innings, and then sputtered out as Nebraska had a big fourth or fifth inning, and then pulled away and won at something like 11-2 or 12-2 or something like that. They're going to bring the guys out. They need some hits. They need some confidence. They want the home opener. I think that has a lot to do with it as well. The fans that do come today, the Huskers want to put on a show for them.
Yeah, there's one thing when Mike Anderson says he's around the plate, he's around the zone, they've got to throw strikes. You start walking people, Doug, that opportunity finds you on the backside of that order, and it's tough to work yourself back into the rotation. You get early opportunities like this, you've got to take advantage of them. You know, the Loper offense is what really struggled versus Pueblo last weekend. They're going to get a chance to put some balls in play because they're going to be around that zone. We'll see if they can do that early.
Tony didn't ask the coach this, but we will probably get to it when we chat with him in the future. But the last few years, Nebraska had gotten off to a pretty good start and then faltered down the stretch a little bit with some of the issues like we're seeing here, blown saves, errors, not hitting the ball. Maybe this will be a reversal of fortune as this team matures a little bit. Again, it's not like they're getting hammered every game out. 3-7, you know, it is what it is. All the games are on the road, and they've got a chance really to get a lot of wins, and they need these home wins. Let's face it, we've talked that this year the home portion of the schedule outside of conference is not all that tough. These teams like Fresno and UCLA on the flip side series that will be coming back in or have come in, or the Alabamas that Nebraska has played, the Arkansas that Nebraska has played the last couple of years. I mean, the home non-conference schedule this year, Houston Baptist comes in for three. Then the makeup game with South Dakota State originally was supposed to be the home opener last week. That's coming up on the 16th, so this is the first of a five-game homestand. Northern Colorado, North Dakota, Creighton, the obligatory three times in the state, Wichita State, Southeast Missouri State. Those are the home portion. Now, Southeast Missouri State, by the time we see them in the last series of the season, could be a tournament team. Yeah, they could be a tough ball club. But, I mean, there's no top 20 teams on that home portion outside of the conference. So they need to win those games if they're hoping for postseason, where they're picked around 7th or 8th in the league.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, I think those preseason, you can pick whatever you want. Nebraska's so devastated pitching-wise a year ago with what was taken in the draft. They come back, get some gifts in the draft to come to college. Maybe the big difference this year, and hopefully they can turn that around and instead of that 7th and 8th. You know, I think anything less than 3rd or 4th in this conference is going to be a big disappointment to Mike Anderson and his staff.
Well, all you have to do to get in touch with us is send us to the Dead Popper inbox a little email, and that's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. From the email, Aaron and Carney says, "Hey guys, wondering if you've seen or heard the Major League Baseball plan for realignment. It's just being discussed, but I like it. It would give some of the smaller market teams a chance of winning. There are a lot of little things that are included, like time zone restrictions and such. Like this year, they were saying that Cleveland would go to the AL East, and either Baltimore or Tampa would be in the Central this year. Just wondering if you had any thoughts. P.S. Cheer the Husker women on this week and hope the men don't lose by 65. Aaron and Carney." It's cyclical, Daddy. I don't think that would make one bit of difference. I really don't. I mean, until teams can afford to buy the players that they want to buy, it doesn't matter who you're battling against. Now, yes, if Kansas City had an opportunity to maybe play Baltimore four more times a season than they do, or six more times instead of playing Minnesota, but that's, you got to have the regionalization. I mean, if they weren't playing Cleveland, there's not a lot there, but you got to play Detroit, you got to play Minnesota.
White Sox, I would think.
The only way that would change is if you brought the Rockies in, if you changed American, if you didn't have American Division League and National League.
Right.
I mean, that would be the next step in the in the process here. You could have Eastern Division, Western Division, like they have in the NBA or in football, where you have the possibility to play anybody when they put the schedule out.
Well, and if you did that, obviously the Cubs would come to mind and all the Cubs fans, and then you'd throw St. Louis, that big rivalry, into the mix with Kansas City. That would be obviously the central location-wise. Milwaukee, you know, start some new rivalries, that, but you'd have, right, you'd have to throw out the American National League influences there.
And you'd have the West Coast, you'd have your Angels, you'd have your Dodgers, you'd have your Mariners, you'd have all the Diamondbacks, you'd have the California teams in there. They can talk about it. I don't see this happening. I don't see this happening. As many people say, we need to get rid of a couple of teams before we start talking about expanding and changing things up. So,
well, you know, they want the Royals to become competitive, and I think that's what Aaron wants. That's what we want here. Yeah, that starts without having Chris Getz in your lineup. I really got to think that. Get rid of Chris Getz and get rid of Betancourt in your lineup, you'd be a much better team.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things going on, and we will be talking with the UNK's portion here. Damon Day, the head coach, going to join us in a minute as we are live at Haymarket Park for the Huskers and the Lopers, which get going at 1:35. We have a lot of basketball talk as well. Mark Bauer, wrestling coach, is going to join us. Plus, a special guest will join us live here in our facility at Haymarket Park in the booth, a special guest before 1 o'clock. So stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charter West National Bank.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
It's true. What you've heard is true. Hot Springs is the Cadillac of spas, and Detterding's is as good as it gets with Hot Springs sales and service. I'm Doug Detterding, and we would love the opportunity to show you our full line of spas. Then watch your reaction when you find we have spas under $4,000. We're Detterding's, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Modern Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back into the
brought to you by Eek's Office, Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Fodder. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for cloudy skies. A slight chance we could see some light rain with temperatures topping out in the lower 40s with winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 34.
And we're back at Haymarket Park at the Doug and Daddy Show, a special Wednesday edition. Final Doug and Daddy Show, cross our fingers of the week because of the state boys basketball tournament. Tomorrow the Minden game will be on as against Falls City starting at 10:45 at Pershing Auditorium. And an Overton win tomorrow would put them in the semifinals in that 10:45 game on Friday, which would also be here on ESPN Radio. And we'll hear from the coaches of both of those teams. Plus, we'll also be hearing from Heartland Lutheran, from Hastings St. Cecilia, and from Ravenna before our next two-hour stretch is over. But the reason we're here, Daddy, baseball.
Yeah, and we're pleased right now to be joined in studio by Damon Day, a University of Nebraska Kearney Lopers head coach. He follows up Mike Anderson. Tough to follow, but, Coach, welcome to the booth.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Now, you as fired up about this game as they are. I mean, this is your first game in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, it's our first game in the state of Nebraska. You know, we're excited. Anytime you get to come down to here, a lot of our kids are from Nebraska, so it's always been something that they've kind of eyed to. And so I always say that this is a great opportunity for our young kids to come out and play against probably one of the best baseball programs in the state, if not the nation. And I think our guys are looking forward to it.
Coach, you leave Kearney, you hit Grand Island, it's raining in Grand Island, you're thinking, what are we doing driving down? But really, the weather pretty decent in Lincoln.
Yeah, you know, their weather is much better off than ours, and Coach Anderson guaranteed that to me last night and this morning before we got on the bus, and so hopefully we can get some work in today. It's an interesting situation because you almost, during batting practice, kind of got to run it like a practice because this will probably be the only time that we get on a field before we take on Regis this weekend. And so I was joking with Coach Anderson. They got to practice on Monday on the field, and we have yet to get to practice on a field any time yet this year. So the weather has definitely been an interesting one. Worst spring I've seen since I've been in Nebraska, and I've been here for 10 years.
Damon Day is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on the Huskers today. What about the season so far? The last weekend didn't go so well for you, but tell us where you think you are through the 9-7 start.
You know, we're happy with where we're at with our start. You know, we didn't do a very good job last weekend of making some adjustments and playing up to our capabilities, but you're going to run into weekends like that where you got to try to find a way to grind out a W and we just weren't able to put anything together last weekend to do that. So, you know, we've dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, but there's still 8 conference weekends left in the season, and so we got plenty of time to get our ship right and get things going in the right direction, and hopefully, as our team has done in the past, we've always struggled more so in February and March. This year we've played better baseball coming out of the gate, and so hopefully when we start to really get things going like we usually do in the middle of March and into April, we're going to be right where we need to be conference-wise and competitive-wise heading into the postseason.
Yeah, I got to think, a 9-7, maybe sprain a shoulder doing cartwheels after the some of the starts, but you know, that's not that bad. Pitching was one thing we were excited about coming into the season. It's been pretty much the mainstay for you so far this season.
Without a doubt. We have been led by our pitching staff. They have done a phenomenal job. I still think we're at the top of the RMAC in the ERA category, and we've done what we've needed to do from a pitching staff standpoint to go out and give ourselves an opportunity to win week in and week out. And so as long as we continue, college baseball starts on the bump, and as long as we continue to have our pitching staff give us good efforts, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win. And as we get things rolling more and more into our season and get into more of a routine of practicing throughout the week and getting some of our midweek games in, I really inspect our offensive side to improve. The capabilities there, now it's just the execution side of things.
We're talking with Loper coach Damon Day here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Haymarket Park as they get ready to take on the Huskers today in the Huskers home opener. Roy Metter is going to get the start. You tell us he was a conference player or pitcher of the week just a week ago, coming off a nice performance up there at the Metrodome. Tell us a little bit about him and his start.
Roy's a junior for us. He's from Scottsdale Community College. Our former pitching coach, Marcus Clapp, from McCook, Nebraska, sent him our way, and Roy's done a great job for us. He started at the beginning of the season, and then when we rolled in the conference 3-game sets, he's been a mainstay for us as our long relief guy, and has done a great job. And so he's going to get the start today, and he'll be on a pitch count because, like I said, we do have a big, big conference weekend, hopefully going to happen this weekend at home. And so he'll be on a pitch count today, and then you'll probably see the rest of our pitching staff. We'll try to keep guys moving in and out and making sure that we keep track of everybody's pitch count so that we don't burn anybody out today and then have them unavailable for Saturday and Sunday when Regis comes into town. So we'll definitely have to have our pencils sharp and make sure, but everybody knows with me, pitch counts are kind of a variable. They're kind of a reference point. Our pitchers know they don't keep too good of a track of pitch counts. It seems like everybody's about at 100, and they were at 104 innings ago. So, I always use pitch counts as a reference point, but I think that, we'll try to get everybody some experience and get everybody ready to roll for this weekend against Regis.
That's kind of been the story every time you've come down here. You go in with the attitude that maybe nobody's going to throw more than 2 innings, regardless of what happens. How about offensively? Obviously, the bats were cold this weekend. What are you looking for today and this weekend?
Well, we're going to change some things up. We're going to put some guys in the order that haven't gotten a lot of at-bats up to date, and we're going to try to change the order around a little bit and get some guys in some different positions and see what's working. You know, that's what's tough about not having that practice time and not having that ability to be on the field is you don't get to hit on the field and you don't get to inter squad, and so you kind of just have to stay with your order status quo, and obviously last weekend that didn't pan out for us, and so we're going to try to change some things up and get some guys in some different positions and see if that can't give us a little spark and a little ignition into our offense.
How long do you go before that you want that order to kind of be set and people know what's going on, Damon?
I don't really care if they know what the heck's going on or not. I'm more of the opinion that, I mean, seriously, you show up and you hit. I mean, order's only set once a game. And that, everybody always talks about, your leadoff guy this or the leadoff guy usually bats once. He only leads off the game once. If he's leading off too many innings, then no one else is hitting behind him, so it doesn't really matter. And so I'm more of the mindset of we just need to figure out a way to score runs and get some things done. We need to figure out a way to make bigger pitches in certain situations, make the plays when we need to. So we just kind of got to get better as a ball club, and if that means we got to change some things around in the batting order, then we're going to try to push some buttons and do those things.
Well, Damon, I know you brought a couple of players with you, so let's give them an opportunity, and best of luck.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Damon Day, head baseball coach at UNK. Jared Lushen and Todd Stachura have joined us here. And up first, is Todd going to join us first? Or
no,
Jared's going to let – that's fine. I couldn't see around the corner, He's smiling. I know his dad's back there doing cartwheels. He can't wait. And Jared, how's it going, man?
Good, good. Very excited to be here.
You had a lot of accolades put on you. You're coming off a great season, a lot of accolades coming into the season. How does that feel as you get ready to really lead a UNK team that was ranked there just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, you know, I was very honored to be, you know, awarded with some of the preseason accolades. Realistically, that's not a huge priority of mine. My biggest priority is just trying to be a leader on this pitching staff and get us pointed in the right direction and giving us a chance to be successful each and every weekend.
Postseason, Daddy. Preseason mean nothing.
Yeah,
postseason, buddy.
Yeah, you want those plaques and those trophies at the end of the year. That's certain. And, you know, somebody you kind of learn from is Ryan Shelton, and he got those awards. You've had to take a lot from him at your time at UNK.
Yeah, Ryan Shelton was a great mentor for me. You know, someone who just has a lot of ability, but each and every day just came to practice, worked hard, really led our pitching staff in very many ways, from the mental aspect of pitching and also on the physical aspect of pitching. Great competitor, great friend, been a huge mentor of mine, and I've learned a lot from him. And hopefully, you know, I'm teaching some of the younger guys as well.
Jared, talk about the travels in the RMAC. I mean, already you've been out to Colorado a couple times. You've been up to the Metrodome. You guys don't even know where you're going maybe 2 days out with the weather the way it is. And now here you get to play at Haymarket Park. You try and juggle classes through all of that. Just a normal day for a UNK student. But what's that like, life on the road for this first month of the year?
Exactly. You know, it is very hard. You know, I was joking around with some of the guys. It almost feels like we're playing a home game today since we only traveled 2 hours. You know, it is a challenge, and it's something that we prepare for, something that we talk about early on. You know, it is a little bit of a grind. And so, you know, we're excited to possibly have the chance of playing at home this coming weekend. But, yeah, it's something that it kind of wears on you a little bit, but, you know, it's no excuses. We got to get playing better on the weekends, and hopefully we can turn that around this coming weekend.
Jared, obviously, you know, the team's 9-7, and you guys have been off to worse starts than that in your time at Kearney. But what do you guys, as far as the pitching staff, say to those offensive guys to get them going a little bit? Do you help them out at all, or what do you say to them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, 9-7, you know, it's not exactly where we want to be, but realistically, like you mentioned, we've started off much worse than that, and then we finished the season strong. And so that's, you know, kind of what we've been telling the guys, some of the leaders on this team. You know, me and Blake Cover especially, you know, telling the guys, hey, when we start playing at home, things get a little bit easier for us and start changing around. So we just got to keep our heads up, see what we can do, get better each and every day. So, you know, we're excited to start playing at home, get that community support behind us. And
stadium's looking good. Stadium's looking good in Kearney.
Exactly. We've had a lot of new improvements, the scoreboard, you know, the fence. A lot of new improvements that the community is helping us out with, and it really looks like a top-notch field.
You going to get a chance to throw it all here today, or are you just here for support?
There's works of possibly getting a chance. You know, I've been talking to Coach today. Obviously, I want to throw each and every time that we step out on the field. So, you know, I'll be in the dugout plugging away, getting my chances, hopefully, to maybe get a chance to play in the game today. But
is he pretty intense, or can you talk to him during the game?
You just got to get a good read on him. You know, certain times that you want to talk to him, certain times you kind of want to step away and let him vent a little bit. But, you know, overall, he's very approachable, great coach. You know, I've had a great time with my 4 years and getting to know Coach Day and learning from him and, you know, just really appreciating what he does.
When it's all out there, bigger competitor, Spunberg or him?
You know, both have a great competitive edge. I would say Coach Spomberg's probably a little bit more vocal than Coach Day at times. You know, Coach Day, I feel like I've you know, watched him transform a little bit as he's become not only a husband but also a father. And so, you know, that's been kind of a neat transition to see. You can really tell he cares about a lot of his players. And, you know, that's something that you not always get as a college coach and, you know, something that I really appreciate.
Jared Lushen already off to a 4-1 start this season. He's tied the school record. His next win will break the school record for wins in a career at UNK. And, Jared, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
We are next going to talk to another member of the pitching staff, Todd Statura. I guess we've chewed some of the same ground. I didn't even realize this. This young man bounced around there at North Loop Scotia, which is just down the road from the alma mater of Ward. Todd, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Happy to be here.
Well, you haven't been at UNK your whole career. You've played for some folks that have brought home championships. Why don't you give the folks a little bit of the history for you and maybe where you've been and how you arrived at UNK?
Well, like you said, I'm from North Loop Scotia area. It's just a very small farm community about central Nebraska. We played 8-man football. I guess the reason I'm at UNK, I went to a Husker tryout when I was a junior in high school and got picked up by Western Nebraska Community College out at Scotts Bluff, and then played there 2 years, and Coach Day recruited me from there.
What about playing at Western? I mean, very successful program out there. So you guys have tasted a little bit of success, and now and for folks, 9-7 at UNK is successful, so things are successful here too. You have to feel that you're a part of that.
You bet, absolutely, and it's great.
You come to Western Community College from North Loop Scotia. Where'd you play, 70 games when you were at Western?
Well, we played about 25 in the fall and then about 60 in the spring.
Yeah,
so we played a lot of games.
And when you're playing Legion ball at North Loop, you played, what, 25? I mean, a full season. I mean, it's night and day. From
just depended if Al DeNoyer got the field ready to go. That's the only thing that happened there. If DeNoyer got the field ready, we're ready to play some ball. But, yeah, Tony's right, though. That is, you're getting a few more. Well, you're getting a lot more opportunities to get out there and compete.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, Legion ball was definitely a far cry from the last 4 years that I've played college ball, but it is quite an experience, and I wouldn't give up my Legion days for anything.
Todd Statura is joining us here at Haymarket Park. The Lopers going to take on the Huskers. What about getting an opportunity to play here today? Nebraska kids getting to play here against Nebraska.
No, it's great. It's just like Jerry said and Coach said, it's just like a home game for us. We haven't been at our field yet, and we're finally here in Nebraska, only traveling 2 hours. It's great, and the Huskers are a great ball team, and we're just looking forward to playing them.
Todd, is there one place in the game you want to come in and play today? I mean, you hoping to get on the mound today?
I'm hoping to get on the mound, but it's not looking too good.
Coach is real tough. He's real tough back there with those innings. What about, I know it's early in the season, what about the way you think things are working for you? Right now you lead the team in ERA real close there with Roy, but keeping it under 4 runs per ball game, which in the RMAC is pretty darn good.
Well, I feel pretty good about it. I hope it stays that low. It is tough. I mean, the RMAC is one of the most prolific hitting conferences there is. So I'm really excited about it. Hopefully it stays around that 3.5 mark, something like that, maybe even lower.
What are you going to do to get these hitters going a little bit? Have you been giving any speeches? Are you a vocal leader? Or what's your stance on that?
Oh, I just tell Blake Cover what I think, and then he tells everybody else.
Blake doesn't have any problem being vocal, does he?
No.
Well, I know you guys got to get down there and get warmed up, so Todd, thanks for coming up, and best of luck today.
Thank you very much.
Todd Statura for the UNK Lopers joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, along with Jared Lushen and Coach Damon Day. We've already had a chance to talk to Coach Mike Anderson. First pitch is set for 1:35, and again, the weather is real good down here at Lincoln. It looks like we shouldn't have a problem unless this front is moving to the east, but it's just kind of been circling there for the last 24 hours, Tony.
Yeah, it looks like it should be a really darn nice day for baseball here, and this is what Coach Anderson wants. This is what he's got.
Well, part of our Loper Link segment on Wednesday will continue after this break. Mark Bauer, the head wrestling coach, I had a chance to chat with him yesterday, and they're getting ready to take 6 to the Division II National Tournament this weekend at UNO. We'll talk about that. We've got a ton of high school basketball coaches that are bringing their boys' teams down to state that we're going to talk to in this special 11-1 edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to this weekend's bike show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We've got a couple of pairs to give away, so why don't we do that during this break? Caller number 5 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got a pair of tickets to the Central Nebraska Bike Show and Swap Meet, the largest in the area. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, and we'll be back with more after this.
You're running late to a meeting. You heard that one of the March Madness games is tight, yet you have no way to get to a TV. I got the problem solver for you. AT&T Mobile TV lets you watch all 64 NCAA March Madness games live. It's Doug Gottlieb from ESPN. You know, you can get unlimited AT&T Mobile TV for just $9.99 a month with any wireless service plan. Just click on AT&T.com or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
AT&T is the exclusive partner of the NCAA. Games begin on March 16th. Not available in all areas. Content subject to change. Wireless service and compatible phone required.
Whether it's having fun with friends in front of the grill or even at the tailgate, who doesn't like to zone out in style? Combos, that awesome cheese-filled snack, has you covered with the Zone Suite Home Sweepstakes. They're giving away the ultimate home theater zone, tailgating zone, and gaming zone, each worth up to $25,000, as well as tons of other great prizes, like a 65-inch HD TV and surround sound speakers, a custom tailgating trailer or air hockey table. For official rules and to enter the Zone Suite Home Sweepstakes, visit combos.com or text the word combos to 73761 for a chance to win. No purchase necessary.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Internationally renowned author Willa Cather thrilled to the productions performed at the Red Cloud Opera House.
You can too. A performing arts center as well as a gallery, Red Cloud Opera House still thrills audiences today with music, theater, and art. It remains a unique destination for visitors today. Red Cloud Opera House in Red Cloud. Call 402-746-2641 today or visit willacather.org. Red Cloud Opera House, your window to the world.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for cloudy skies. A slight chance we could see some light rain with temperatures topping out in the lower 40s with winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 34.
Rock, I'm a Capricorn. In Detroit City's where I was born. When I was young, I knew I'd always be.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Haymarket Park. It's a special two-hour edition today as the Huskers and Lopers get ready for Nebraska's home opener. First pitch is set for 1:35. Huskers.com, of course, will have all the action. And as the season progresses, we'll have a bunch of Husker games on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. But today, men's basketball at 2. Tomorrow, women's basketball at 11. If the men do win, both of the games will be on the Breeze Friday as well. So the men today, the women Friday, and if the men advance on, we'll be following them as well. Our Loper Link brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK campus on the south side of the Health and Sports Center. They've got the cheapest textbooks around and, of course, a great selection of Loper gear. Go to thecollegestore.com. If you're not right there in Kearney, thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank. You have the reasons, they have the loans. We had a chance to catch up with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer yesterday as they depart for the Division II National Wrestling Championships this week. And here's our chat with Coach Bauer.
Well, this weekend it is the Division II National Wrestling Tournament. It's just down the road in Omaha, hosted by UNO at Sapp Fieldhouse. And for UNK, they're going to be going in maybe not as expecting as much on the national scene as we've thought the last few years. Coach Mark Bauer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess let's start there. You're not in the top three, and maybe the expectations aren't quite as high from a national perspective, but I know for every kid, all six of them, they're going to have their own expectations as you get ready to go in.
Yeah, you know, quite honestly, we took six to the national tournament last year and we came home with fourth, and we were real close to sneaking in for third. And we've got the crew's pretty much the same crew. We've got, you know, some individuals that honestly can do really well. The only thing that's really, you know, not looking phenomenal for us right now is the fact that we got some pretty tough draws in the first couple rounds. And so it's a matter of going out and competing and trying to get through those first couple rounds. I think if we can, you know, we could position ourselves to sneak up in there for a trophy again this year.
Let's start with Joey Morrison. I mean, you just look at what his record is, what he's done in the past, and, I mean, on paper, he's put in an almost a no-win situation. You're taking on a two-time defending national champ here. I mean, this is a tough draw. How did Joey, I guess, get in this position to start with, and then talk about what he can do, even if he doesn't get through the number one kid in the first round?
Well, we thought we were in a real good position at the regional tournament to get into the finals. We were third seed. The kid that got second seed, you know, had put together a pretty good year. It came down to a coin flip as far as second and third seed, which really didn't make a whole lot of bit of difference. You know, they're both going to be on the same side of the bracket. We were in the match, and basically there was a questionable takedown call. The side judge came in, overruled the main official, and took the and gave a takedown to this kid, which ended up, you know, consequently costing Joey the match. And, you know, he had to fight through the backside, got kind of hurt his ribs a little bit, got beat, ended up getting into the match to wrestle for true fourth, and then we pinned the kid from Western State. So his situation is really not much different than last year. Last year, he wrestled Shane Valco, which is the number one kid in the nation, out of Pitch Johnstown, first round. We lost, but he motor scootered through the backside and finished seventh in the nation. We kind of faced the same exact situation with him this year. You know, obviously Shane Valco was not a two-time national champ and had already, you know, pinned us or teched us, and that's kind of the situation we're in right now. You know, having Cody Garcia from UNO, he's ranked second in the nation, but as far as I'm concerned, he's the one to beat nationally. But, you know, we got a really tough draw there. That's the toughest draw we got by far. But he's also in a position, if you look at the backside, he could come back through that backside again and do exactly what he did last year. So we're hoping he kind of repeats the same situation. I know he does as well. Obviously, we'd love to catch Cody and pin him or something. That'd be nice. But, you know, it's the national tournament, and I think that kid's going to be clicking on all cylinders, hoping to get his third national title.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that it's ever happened. I know that. Coach Mark Bowers joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. On the flip side, I guess the most is being expected out of Marty Usman, who was the conference wrestler of the year.
He, you know, honestly, I think he's got a little pressure on him again this year, just like he did last year. I don't think it's anything different. You know, obviously he came up short a little bit last year. You know, one thing a lot of people didn't know, last year at the national tournament, he was wrestling with a torn tendon in his hand, which he ended up surgically having to get repaired at the end of the season. He doesn't have that problem right now. you know, we just need to get through a good week of practice this week and just let him get out there and get after it. He obviously is the guy to beat in that bracket. He's extremely talented. If he's on and he's clicking all cylinders, he could just, you know, he could walk through that bracket. The kid from Parkside that's ranked second has probably been the biggest thorn in his side, even though I think in the duel, Marty beat him like 7-3, 8-3, somewhere around that range. But, you know, he's got some battling to do in front of him. We don't want to take any of the matches prior to that semis match or even a finals match for granted. He's got to get out and get after it and get things clicking. He's extremely excited, though. He came in my office yesterday just all pumped up and ready to go, and I'm just, you know, we talked about the anticipation always being the toughest part of going into a competition, because he's just ready to get out there and get after it, and I understand his situation. But, you know, he does carry a lot on his shoulders, but he is used to this situation.
Mark Bauer is joining us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we said, six total. That number is a little lower than what we're used to seeing. But T.J. Hepburn, Taylor May, Justin McCain, Derek Ross, they're your other four. Who else? I know you can give me a good scenario on all four, but out of those four, maybe who's got the best chance to advance on through the winner's bracket?
You know, honestly, you know, Justin McCain is a sophomore and out of Sutherland. He's really progressed through the season, actually had some big wins at our regional tournament, knocked off the number 8 and number 4 in the nation to get into the national tournament. Just not being at the national tournament, I'd say he's the one kid. If anybody's going to freeze up, I'd say it's going to be him. The other young men all have national experience, all have been All-Americans, either at the junior college level or the NCAA D2 level. You know, Hepburn and May, second round, if they can get through their first match, we'll have the number one ranked guys in the nation, and quite honestly, we can beat both of them. And I say that with a lot of confidence. These guys are very talented, again, very seasoned veterans, and they will be vying to get into that semis as well. So, you know, I tell you, we don't have the numbers like we've had in the past, obviously. We don't have 8 or 9 guys there. But these six, again, no different than last year. If they get out there and get after it and do real well, this group of guys could bring them a trophy.
Coach, well, you've talked about it a little bit. Is this kind of an anomaly here that this will be the rebuilding year for the program? I know you're always looking ahead, and you got a ton of kids in the room, and there's graduation, yeah. There's injury. The future of the program, you happy with where things are at right now?
you know, this is going to be, coming up is going to be a little bit of a rebuilding year. Obviously, if we can get the right transfers in and the right freshmen come in, I think we can make, you know, a good turnaround right away. Obviously, losing four of these six guys is pretty dramatic, but we did get some transfers in already. We've already kind of got some holes filled for next year. It's primarily our upper weights, 165, 174, 184, that really we've really got to stay focused on in this recruiting season. I think if we get the right guys in, we might not skip a beat at all. But other than that, if we don't, yeah, it could be a rebuilding situation. And that's the situation we really don't want to get into. We don't even want to think about it, to tell you the truth.
What about wrestling at Omaha? Good? Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, you know it is. You know, obviously, just having it here in the Midwest, I think, is huge, because all of our parents are primarily from this area. They're going to all be there. Our, you know, alumni, a lot of our guys are from this area, so we're going to have a lot of support there. You know, last year going down to Texas, man, that was tough. I mean, who's got, you know, money to just buy a couple of plane tickets in the last, I mean, one, you don't know your kid's going, and two, you've got 2 weeks to buy a plane ticket. To buy a late plane ticket's pretty expensive. And that was just a really tough situation last year. But having it here in the Midwest, close to home, that's a good situation for us as far as I'm concerned. Now, are there going to be a lot of UNO people there? Yeah, they're the team to beat. They're going to, you know, that place is going to be packed with black and red, which is okay. You know, if I recall a few years back, there was a situation that popped up where if our guy Jeff Sylvester wins a national title, it helps UNO win a national title. And so, and we helped him to one of those. But, you know, we have a mutual respect for each other, UNO. You know, obviously I wrestled there for Coach Denny, and I have a lot of respect for them and what they're doing. They've got a talented group of young men right now, and they're going to draw a heck of a crowd.
Well, Mark, best of luck to you and the Lopers, as always. We appreciate you giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and again, good luck.
You bet. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate your support.
That's UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer as they get ready for the Division II National Tournament and part of our Loper Lake. Also, the track team is headed to Albuquerque for the indoor championship. Sam Murphy representing the women. The men have four that are going as well. As usual, the Lopers, they're there in the weight throws and doing all kinds of great things at the Nationals for track. And of those four on the guy's side, Spencer Huff, Marty Molina, Rich Moore, and, of course, Dane Toby, who probably has the best chance on the men's side. And Sam Murphy's got a great chance of being an All-American again on the women's side. And for Loper baseball, we talked with Coach Damon Day, also with pitchers Jared Lushen and Todd Stachura joining us here from Haymarket Park. Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. We offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and, of course, for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, and by the College Store, where they carry Campus Authentic. It is gear so real, the coach might put you in the game. Go to thecollegestore.com or visit the College Store just south of the UNK Health and Sports Center. Daddy, this would actually be a game maybe you could sneak into today with some of that Loper Authentic gear.
Oh, no doubt about it. They've even got Daddy sizes. Check them out today.
Charter West National Bank.
Most of your high school summer Legion baseball career was spent catching first base. What was it again?
Mostly first base. It may a little bit on the mound.
They let you pitch?
Yes, they did, a little bit.
You were never a catcher?
No.
I thought you told me that
No.
You had caught a little bit because you talked to the umpire a lot. That's
No.
Just when you were at the plate.
Right.
Okay. Huskers and Lopers will take a break. By the way, our winner on the bike show tickets, Brett from Kearney, was caller number 5. We've got one more set that we're going to be giving away. It's an extended Doug and Daddy show today. It's going to be extended next Wednesday, too, because we're going to be at Cunningham's for St. Patrick's Day from 11 to 1 next week. And by then, we're already going to be talking spring football. We're 10 days away, 11 days away from spring football for the Huskers. The Lopers get going as well, so that's coming up. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more from Haymarket Park in Lincoln as we're talking baseball, and we get into some high school basketball coaches as well after this.
No matter what level of play, Dick's Sporting Goods is your baseball headquarters. We have more of everything to elevate your game at incredibly low prices. More bats with extra power and torque. More low prices on gloves with better feel and consistency. Dick's has more cleats from the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Reebok, and Mizuno. More protective gear, catcher's equipment, and batting gloves from the top brands. More training aids, apparel, and accessories at super low prices. See this week's ad for the best value on our largest baseball selection ever. If you buy baseball gear somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Every season starts at Dick's.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser
on a PC, Mac, or smartphone.
With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources
from anywhere.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The boys state basketball tournament tips off Thursday, and we've got you covered right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN Radio Thursday, Minden will play Fall City at 10:45, Overton and Randolph at 2. On 12:30 KHAS, Adams Central Wallston at 10:45, St. Cecilia Tecama Herman at 2. On the Breeze 94.5, Heartland Lutheran and Ewing at 9, Gilder and Hay Springs at 10:45. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell Dundee County at 2, Central Catholic Norfolk Catholic at 3:45, and Ravenna Sutton at 7.
Taking a look at your Weather Eye forecast for today, look for cloudy skies, a slight chance you could see some light rain with temperatures topping out in the lower 40s with winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, glad you're along with us. Don't forget to email us on the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are live from Haymarket Park, where the Huskers and the Lopers are getting ready to do battle. We told you before the break that next week we're going to be at Cunningham's for St. Patrick's Day, a special day for Cunningham's. They open at 7 a.m. They've got breakfast. They've got greens beer specials all day long. They're going to be having lunch. There's food there all day for you. Coldest beer in town all day for you. Also, the facilities, we've been telling you about this for like the last year here, but they've been working on that. They've been upgrading it. They have got the coolest and heaviest doors on the bathrooms in town, but beautiful restroom facilities. Cunningham faithful, you know that that is a major upgrade. They've done some changes there, the new bar, televisions everywhere to get ready and watch the NCAA tournament, which will be coming up. They invite you in for that. Don't forget to stop in next week for their bracket challenge. You pick up, they earn your points. They're going to be giving things away. There are so many great things going on, and next Wednesday, Doug and Daddy Show live from 11 to 1, but everything else is much greater than the Doug and Daddy Show, even though you'll be there. You'll be there. It's going to be fun, and make sure you check out Cunningham's, where they're open every night just to have a little fun.
You know, you got all these bracket challenges starting. Okay, if I hear another bracket challenge that says they'll give you $10,000 for a perfect bracket, I'm just going to throw up. All right, I can't deal with it, people. I really can't deal with it. You know, it should be like $10 bazillion. They give you $10,000. Just go buy a Powerball ticket because you got a better chance at a Powerball than you do a perfect bracket. All right.
Well, the bracket's coming out. Plenty of coverage Sunday. We've got championship games for you all week long as well. Big East tournament tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday. Saturday, the high school championships, all six right here on ESPN. Then Sunday, a couple of championships, the ACC, and I believe it's the Big Ten championship, back-to-back starting at 11:30 Sunday. Then complete coverage of the brackets and all that is to break that down. And don't forget, the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge, always a nice grand prize. And we'll be telling you more about that as the days get closer and we get ready for next week, because you got to do it in a hurry. And we want you to, you don't have to do it in a hurry, but you're only going to have like 3.5 days to fill out your bracket. So get ready for that. We told you that the Boys State Basketball Tournament, and speaking of Boys State, there will be a very special guest coming up after the top of the hour. One of the record holders is going to join us here at Haymarket Park, in the beautiful warm press box. But Shannon Lovin is going to take his Minden Whippets. It's his first year as the head coach, and Minden is headed back to the state tournament. And we had a chance to catch up with Coach Lovin. Reminder that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed by Burger King, home of the Whopper and the new XL Steakhouse Burger, or as I call it, the extremely large. We had it in studio yesterday, and I think Derek's munching on another one today. They are awesome. I'm going to tell you what, I don't get crazy on these overloaded burgers. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome Steakhouse Burger. If you just want a double cheeseburger, they're only $1. Breakfast, two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants for only $3 at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Feeding our guests like Minden coach Shannon Lovin.
Continuing coverage of the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio. It will be the Minden Whippets getting our coverage underway on Thursday, and Coach Shannon Lovin joins us here to talk about their opening matchup with Falls City and, I guess, how the Whippets got there. And, Coach, I'll tell you, first off, though, you've got to be thrilled to take it over for Dave Morachik, and in your first year, you're able to keep the winning tradition going and on the way to state.
I tell you, that was one of my first goals this year, is for us not to have a drop-off. Dave did a great job with the boys. And coming in, I wanted to make sure we continued that tradition, being down there the last couple of years at state. And I know that was a big goal for the boys and for me as well.
Shannon, were there any major differences? I mean, in coaching change, sometimes there's philosophy, sometimes there's, you know, just how players play a little bit differently. It didn't seem like that affected this team, at least in wins and losses. Take us back through the off season and maybe the first few games and what was different.
Well, with the off season, I actually didn't get the job until August, and so we really didn't get to do much in the off season. As far as philosophy, we kept a lot of the offensive things that Dave did to help make the transition a little more smooth. I was a little more worried about that for the boys than I was for myself, as we didn't want to come in and change a lot of things with the talented team and slow us down. So we kept a lot of those things. I guess one thing I've really emphasized with the boys and has been defense, and we're trying to improve that each game and get better at that and be in the right spots, and that's maybe the only thing I think that we've really changed this year.
Shannon Lovin is joining us as they get ready for their state tournament game against Falls City. Take me through the postseason here. We got to see you play the first two games and then go out and give Shadron a close battle, and you guys got to see the big fella lace on up close and personal. Did you like the way you played in that game, considering you played the number one team in the state to 8 points?
Well, we felt pretty good about most of the game. We got a little bit deeper foul trouble than what we liked to have early on. We knew it was going to be physical, and we were going to have to play him physical, and we were hoping to be able to bang a little bit more. Offensively, we just didn't quite get some things going. That's where we struggled. They played really good defense, and that took us out of our offensive sets. I was pretty happy with our defense overall on the rest of their players. The Bargain kid's a very good player, and he only had 9 points that night. We're going to have to do a better job on Eliason, and you know, we had a lot of fun that week in practice preparing for him. It was a lot of fun, and I think the boys stepped up to the challenge. And it's a game we've been pointing to all year. A lot of people have pointed to. We couldn't overlook anybody, of course, with a very good Kearney Catholic team we had to beat first. But it was a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll get another shot at them.
Shannon, you guys had put together quite a massive winning streak. I think it's 10 games going into that contest, but now you go in on the wild card. Has there been any mood switch, can you tell, on the kids?
I don't think there's any switch at all. You know, there wasn't a lot of people that were giving us a chance there to beat Shadron anyway. The boys have been on the wild card the last couple of years, and we're still playing well. We just have to tighten some things up and do things a little bit better, make sure we're rebounding, playing better defense, work a little bit harder on getting ourselves open and getting some better looks offensively. But the boys have had a great attitude. They've been working hard every day, and they're a great bunch of boys.
Tell me about Falls City. The story there was for them just getting to state, since they hadn't done it since the early 60s. But now that they're there, what kind of a team do you think you're going to be facing?
We're going to play a team that plays great defense. They put a lot of pressure on you in the half court, don't press a lot, but they're physical. I compare them probably to Holdridge as far as that game this year with us. And they have a 6'5 kid that's very athletic, very good basketball player, Scheitler kid that scores about 20 a game, and he's going to be he'll be a tough matchup for us. But we have 3 post players to send at him, so hopefully we'll be okay there. There's a Lauder kid on the outside that can shoot the 3 and handles the ball very well. Looks like he mirrors the Bloom kid. Their game is a lot the same, the way they handle the ball, pass the ball. They have a couple other kids that can knock down 3s, and so I think it's going to be a big defensive basketball game. Whoever can get their offense untracked against the defense, I think, will come out on top.
What do you think your advantage might be in this game?
Well, I always think we have an advantage with Pete Trausch inside, because most people don't have 300-pound kids in there that can move like Pete does. So I think that's a big advantage. But also, we got four kids on the outside that can knock down a three. And so if they collapse on Pete, or if they're playing too tight to somebody, when they come to help and recover, if they don't get out in time, these kids can knock down the shot, especially when they're open.
And health-wise, I know there were a couple injuries there in the postseason. How are we looking for the first round of state?
We're looking very good. Max Anderson's ankle, you wouldn't have known he hurt it now. Was a little tentative on some drives and some shots, and thought maybe it shattered, and that slowed him down just a little bit. He couldn't quite drive like he wanted to, but we gave him a couple days off following that where we had the long rest, and I think he's coming back 100%.
Shannon Lovin, the head boys basketball coach at Minden. We always kind of ask the question about the field as a whole. You've seen quite a few of these teams at state that have been in C1. Are you happy with the side of the bracket you're on? I'm guessing you'd rather get another shot at Shattern before you have to see either St. Cecilia or Central Catholic if you could make it to the finals.
Yeah, we've talked about that. I think both us and Fall City are happy with our draw. We're sitting in a pretty good spot playing each other, two pretty similar teams. And then we would love to have another shot at Shattern if we can get it. I think we can play them just as tough, if not better, and maybe we'll shoot a little bit better the next time we play them. And now that we've done it once, it's not going to be as big a deal to play them again. But we had a good time that night, and we'd really like to have another shot at them.
Well, Shannon, we appreciate you giving us the time. We look forward to a great basketball game to start our tournament off here on ESPN Radio. And best of luck. We'll see you in Lincoln.
All right. Thank you very much.
Shannon Lovin, the head boys basketball coach at Minden. They play Fall City tomorrow, and you'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Our pregame is at 10:35, and a tip-off is set for 10:45. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk to the head coach of the two-time defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Kevin Asher. Also, Paul Baronica of Ravenna, Jay Stair of Overton, Lloyd Wagnitz of Heartland Lutheran. We are the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Haymarket Park in Hawks Field here in Lincoln, the home opener for the Husker baseball team today. And we understand it's snowing in Kearney and it's a little spitty in Hastings and Grand Island, but it's a fine day here. The wind, a little bit of a breeze, maybe 10 mile an hour, and no precipitation. Baseball begins at 1:35. The Huskers have just finished batting practice and infield practice. The Lopers getting ready to do so. We'll talk more baseball in a little bit and all the other things that are going on in the world of sports. But it's time to take a break, and we'll be back with more as the Big 12 men's basketball tournament underway. Colorado has an early lead here over Texas Tech. Daddy, yes, as I predicted.
Yeah, 7:43 remains in that first half, 20-16 now. So Texas Tech kind of coming back into that ballgame.
We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Krauss tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
Central Nebraska's first choice in sports talk.
And it just really looked like a catch.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation.
It's been unpredictable.
KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
Superstation.
I'm Doug Duda with a sports update here on ESPN Radio during the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, the Nebraska and UNK baseball teams getting ready to play at 1:35. It is the home opener for the Huskers. Take a look at some of the other national sports headlines. Don't forget, tonight on ESPN, we have got the Big East men's basketball tournament. Notre Dame and Seton Hall at 6. Cincinnati and Louisville will be playing at 8 o'clock. Nebraska coach Connie Yorey has been named one of 10 finalists for the inaugural KYOW National Coach of the Year Award. Monday, she was named the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year. Also up for the award, Connecticut's Gino Auriemma, Pat Summitt of Tennessee, Sherry Cole of Oklahoma among the 10 finalists. The Husker women will be in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament Friday at 11 against either Texas Tech or Kansas State. The men will open up Big 12 Conference Tournament play this afternoon when they take on Missouri at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. The 2 o'clock game can be heard on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Currently, Colorado's taking on Texas Tech. Tonight, Oklahoma State battles Oklahoma, and Texas takes on Iowa State. This afternoon, the Hastings College women's basketball team will be in action in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. They are the overall number one national seed and should have an easy time with 19-8 Maine Fort Kent. Coach Jeff Dittman has his concerns with their defense.
The thing that concerns me the most is this is a team that gives up only 50 points a ball game.
And as long as you play great defense, you can keep yourself in games, and then you get down to that last 4 minutes, and it's a close game. You never know what can happen.
You can hear the game on 1230 AM KHAS beginning at 1:30 this afternoon. A win would put the Hastings women into Friday's 12 noon second round. Hastings men will open up play in the NAIA tournament tomorrow night when they take on Cardinal Stritch of Wisconsin. And don't forget, complete coverage of the boys' state basketball tournament from Lincoln begins tomorrow. And that is a look at sports.
Rain and hail crop insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at Haymarket Park here in Lincoln. Hawks Field as the Huskers get ready for their home opener against the UNK Lopers at 1:35 this afternoon. Also, basketball going on today. Most of the small conference tournaments have either wrapped things up or are going to have championships, and most of the big boys are getting going. Big East, ACC, Big 12, Pac-10, Big 10, all those tournaments either start today or tomorrow, except for that wacky Big East tournament. Wow, if you played yesterday, you had to win like five games to win it. Syracuse, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, Villanova, the top four seeds, they get what is now called a double bye. A lot of complaining in the past about teams, you know, the regular season maybe not meaning anything because if you don't win the conference tournament, you're not automatically in. So bigger conferences are now trying to stack it so that there is a real advantage. And then you got Jim Boeheim from Syracuse saying and complaining, well, gosh, now we have all this time off, and we haven't played, and we may play somebody that's playing two games in a row. Well, your lineup today just underway. Right now, Georgetown is taking on South Florida. Marquette will play St. John's. And then tonight here on ESPN Radio, Notre Dame takes on Seton Hall at 6. Louisville takes on Cincinnati at 8 o'clock with the quarters tomorrow, the semifinals on Friday. Colorado has now been caught by Texas Tech. Last check, they are all tied at 22. Daddy, what do you think, as Kevin Asher is just about ready to join us here, we caught up with him as well, what do you think about these conference tournaments that now have the so-called double bye, where teams could play twice before they ever get to a number one or a number two seed?
Well, you know, that's the position you put yourself in. You know, that's one of those luxuries those top-tier teams have. I think it's great. Heck, let them beat each other up. You hate to take a spot in the tournament away from a deserving team by somebody that's getting red hot this time of year that maybe doesn't deserve it. I think those teams are proving themselves throughout the year.
Jim Boeheim says, gosh, we haven't played in so long.
Well, Jim Boeheim's going to get a number one seed, whether they win or lose, probably. Yeah, you know what? He's in the tournament. He's fine. They're going to be fine. I hate to hear a coach like Jim Boeheim whine about anything. Life's got to be pretty good for Jimmy Boeheim.
15 minutes to go in the ball game. Georgetown 40, South Florida 31. And as I told you, Colorado would get off to a hot start and then probably falter a little bit. Texas Tech now leads Colorado 28-24 with 3.5 to go in the first half.
Well, that's like a 14-3 run or something
yeah,
they just put on them.
I think it was 20-13 at one point. So those are some scores there. We've got a lot more to talk about, but also the boys' state basketball tournament gets underway tomorrow. And Kevin Asher, who is in his second year at Hastings St. Cecilia, has a chance to get the Blue Hawks to their third consecutive state title. A little bit different team this year than what they've had, but boy, they are still a very, very good basketball team. 22-1, the only loss coming in overtime this year on the road at Gretna. They'll play Tecama Herman at Pershing tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and certainly the favorite, I think, again this year to repeat.
You know, we'll maybe make a prediction or not here. Well, let's hear from Coach, and then I've got a thought or a question for you about teams that have been there and teams that are still maybe a little more hungry. Coach Kevin Asher, Hastings St. Cecilia.
The Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks are looking for their third consecutive state title, and it all gets underway at 2 o'clock Thursday at Pershing Auditorium when they take on Tecama Herman, who for an 8 seed is a pretty darn good record at 20-4. And Coach Kevin Asher joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Coach, congratulations on making it back to state and taking care of business, going in as the number one seed.
Well, thanks, Doug. It's been a great journey for these kids. They've really deserving of playing in the Final Eight. That's one thing for sure, and just a great group to coach.
I have to ask you, what's been different about this year's squad than the last than last year's? Because I think a lot of people had in their mind that this year's team might even be the best of the three, yet maybe you've had a few more close calls and a loss on the schedule as well this year. So where would the differences lie?
Well, I think last year's team was, you know, maybe a team that is so, with the depth we had, we could really hammer people with almost two starting lineups and, you know, go with a lot of different combinations. You know, we were a type of team that we could go small, we could go big, we could go up and down the floor, was mainly, we just had a lot of different flexibilities within us. And last year's team didn't play the schedule this year's team's played. Last year's team was, you know, had a few opponents on there that they just flat out outmanned, and we upgraded the schedule this season and, you know, challenged our kids a little bit more. And this year's team probably doesn't have quite the depth of last year's teams, where we don't have as much flexibility. You know, we're going to stay. We've had the same starting five players on the floor for 23 ball games now, and you know, we don't go quite as deep, and when we do come off the bench, at times we're a lot smaller than we were last year. So comparing the two teams, you know, the work ethic, the dedication, the things you look for as a coach, are they still there, and all that is exactly pretty much the same as last year. But as far as the physical makeups and the things that we can do on the floor, you know, we've had some mismatches all year long with the size that we have to play with. And, you know, last year we just got out and hounded teams into the ground, and this year we kind of have to, we still like to play pressure, but then we have that big presence in the middle that, you know, can relieve that pressure and so forth if a team does have a guard-oriented type lineup. And that's what we faced a lot of, and I told the kids this will be quite a change going against a team that's actually bigger than us going into the state tournament.
Kevin Asher is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have you ever just sat and watched Zach Starep eat? I mean, what's his kid do? He's a man.
The kid eat and sleeps work ethic, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he is a kid that, you know, even last year, he's such a quiet kid as far as his demeanor around the school and stuff. Nobody knew that he was getting up at 5:30 a.m. during football season and basketball season and going to the Y until someone actually told me that, you know. And then to really see it this year when you're directly involved every day with him and knowing how much he enjoys working out. And he's made himself into a very big individual. Yeah, he probably puts down a few calories. Daddy'd have trouble in that match. But just a great kid as far as his work ethic. He realized that strength was a huge benefit for a 6'9", 6'10 kid. And so it really has helped him.
Take me through that stretch of games where you played Central Catholic twice. You had a much easier time with Lincoln Lutheran, actually, in the conference final than you did with Central Catholic in the semis. But you played Central Catholic twice, Adams Central, and Omaha Scutt. Take me through that stretch of games and your thoughts on how your team played, because those were the most competitive games of the season for you.
Well, when we entered that stretch, it was just telling our kids that, you know, this is the stretch of the season that, you know, we need to be at our best. And going into that stretch, we knew we were on the road, so that was going to be difficult. We knew we were playing a rival school in Adams Central, playing GICC possibly twice in that stretch, just a difficult game. And then I think any kid was looking forward to the Omaha Scutt game, and we told them it was like a district tournament or a state tournament. You got to play at a high level every time you go out, and our kids really accepted that challenge. Now, I told myself, I said, you know, I think we can maybe get two out of three, not knowing which two, I hope we can play well and compete at a high level, and that'd be a great week for us. And then to get two out of two right away and come out and play Omaha Scutt the way we did, that was a great benefit. You know, we fell behind early, but we kind of let our kids show their character and come back through that game. And when I looked up and it was 44-22 against Omaha Scutt, I kind of thought to myself, wow, this is not anything that I anticipated over that stretch. So, you know, we had some fortune in that run too. You know, GICC had us had us right where they wanted us late in both games, and we were just fortunate enough to make a couple plays. That's all it was. You know, we took a charge here, and we Bo Schwenka hit the shot, and you know, so we did a couple things in the GICC matchups just that you need to do and show your character in those situations. We never ever felt like our kids felt the pressure. They just went out and played and made the plays at the right time. So, you know, that was a great stretch run for our kids. And then, you know, I think it really helped us when we went into district play because we played real well to start districts.
Kevin Asher from Hastings St. Cecilia with us for just another minute. Could get another shot at Central Catholic. They could get another shot at you if that works out in the semifinals on Friday. But first, you got to get by it to Kama Herman. And just on paper, it looks like they've had most of their success with the post play. They've got some tall kids. They got more than one. They don't have everybody quite as big as Zach, but they've got a 6'7 kid that gets 16 points a game. They got a 6'4 sophomore that gets 18 points a game. What concerns you about them?
Well, their size is a concern. You got to keep them off the boards, and they do a really good job of moving the ball and getting it into the right spots, the angles. They enter the ball from the wing as good as anybody we've seen with their lob passes into their post players. Now, we've got to do a great job of just pressuring them and hoping that, you know, they can't see what they are looking for. But their overall size, you never know how that length is going to affect maybe a shooter here and there. Our kids haven't had to shoot over many tall hands all year long, especially on the perimeter. We've always matched up really well. So that's the biggest thing. We just got to make sure we keep them off the boards. They're a good defensive team, but they aren't a team that's going to come out and hound you into turnovers or anything like that. So we've got to make sure that we, you know, are real efficient in the possessions we have, because I think the game may be played at a, you know, at a pace that is a little slower than probably the fan likes, but I think that, you know, I don't think Tecama wants to get up and down and run up and down the floor, which we want to. Our tempo's got to be in our favor from the start. We got to make sure we can guard full court, and we got to make sure that we do a great job with getting back on defense and finding their big guys, because they're real good at finding them.
Well, Kevin, best of luck as you guys go for a three-peat, which would be quite the accomplishment. And I know you got to take it one at a time, so we'll see you at Pershing on Thursday afternoon. And thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet, Doug. Thanks for covering. Bye-bye.
Kevin Asher, head boys basketball coach of the Blue Hawks at St. Cecilia. And I want to bring this up, and it has nothing to do with St. Cecilia as far as who they have and what their desire is and all that. But, Tony, we have seen dynasties before that just keep rolling on. They'll win three, they'll win four, they'll win five, they'll do what Sandy Creek's done, they'll do what some other teams have done in the past and win a lot of state championships and get on a lot of long rolls. And it just seems like the talent is so superior, it doesn't really matter who they're playing. I don't think that's necessarily the case for the boys' C1 field this year. You've got a Shadron team on the other side that has to be the hungriest team out there, yet they only beat Minden by 8 points in the district final, and 27 of those came from Elliot Alason. And does St. Cecilia, do you actually lose a little something when you continue to win like that? You're just going down as a businesslike and expecting to win when maybe you just don't have the edge like you had when you were sophomores trying to win that first state title?
Oh, when you've got the success, Doug, when you've had the success at the state tournament that Hastings does, is such an edge. Minden, still to this day, has got to, even though they've been down here, they haven't advanced. There's the doubt in their mind, hey, when we play teams from other areas, can we compete? Do we step, until you step up and actually show you can compete and beat some of those teams, I think you've still got that doubt in your mind. Hastings St. Cecilia is down there to win a title. You can give Hastings St. Cecilia the 96-minute speech. You know, I remember when we went down there, that was the speech we got. We're down here to play 96 minutes of basketball. Anything less than 90, well, that didn't include consolation games then. It sure as hell they wanted to play in one of those for 32. We're down there to play 96 minutes of basketball, period. Anything less than that was a failure for our team and would have been a huge loss. And I think St. Cecilia is one of those teams. Kevin Asher, 96 minutes, boys. That's the only goal. Anything else than that will be a failure. Now, some of these other teams, you know, you come in as a lower seed. Hey, we had a heck of a year, guys. Maybe the talent's not there. We got to have some good things to happen to us along the way. Hastings St. Cecilia wants to make everybody play their style of basketball because they got talent. They can do that. Some of these other teams, you know what? They got to have an off night. They got to make some other things happen.
Well, there are some good teams. Nobody with more than four losses. Tecama Herman's 20-4. Grand Island Central Catholic's 21-4. Minden's 18-4 in this Class C1 state field. So it should be some great games. And you can hear the St. Cecilia Tecama Herman game at 2 o'clock on 1230 KHAS tomorrow afternoon. Don't forget, coming up in a little over an hour, the Hastings College women's basketball team takes on Maine in the Maine Fort Kent in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament pregame at 1:30 and tip-off at 1:45. Mike Will in beautiful Sioux City, Iowa for the first round. And then in the car and goes to Branson, which is what Point Lookout, Missouri is for the men tomorrow night at 9:15. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll move into C2 and talk with Ravenna's Paul Baronic right after this. It's the Doug and Daddy Show live from Haymarket Park in Lincoln, where the Huskers have their home opener today against UNK.
Increase your business contacts and meet new people, all in under 2 hours. Wednesday, March 10th is the first annual speed networking event hosted by Network Hastings at Hastings Kino. Bring your business cards and meet everyone in the room. 2 to 3 minutes per person and then meet someone new. It's like speed dating, but for business. Come build your Hastings network. RSVP via email, mfong@hastings.edu. That's mfong@hastings.edu. And it's free to you. Wednesday, March 10th, 5 to 7 at Hastings Kino. Let's network.
The boys' state basketball tournament tips off Thursday, and we've got you covered right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN Radio Thursday, Minden will play Fall City at 10:45, Overton and Randolph at 2. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central Walston at 10:45, St. Cecilia Tecama Herman at 2. On the Breeze 94.5, Heartland Lutheran and Ewing at 9, Gilder and Hay Springs at 10:45. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell Dundee County at 2, Central Catholic Norfolk Catholic at 3:45, and Ravenna Sutton at 7.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10. And all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
This day in sports, March 10th, 1974, at the California 500, Bobby Unser edged out his brother Al by just 58 hundredths of a second in the closest finish of any 500 race up to that time. A.J. Foyt was the pre-race favorite, but after he ran into trouble early, the Unsers took over. By lap 162, Al had a solid lead, but nine laps later, brother Bobby passed him for good. In the final lap, Al put on a ferocious burst to try and catch him, but he came up short by 42 hundredths of a second. Bobby beats Al. This day in sports.
As we head towards spring and all the green that he brings, save some with Easy Auction. From Abbey Carpet and More, look for the Shaggy Chic Area Rug. It's 5x8. You can choose from a number of in-stock colors. Could include orange, dark teal, brown, cabaret red, purple, glacier blue, or black. Terrific colors for a fun look for any room. Especially good for dorms or kids' rooms or any room where fun is allowed. Normally $150. Easy Auction lets you open the bidding for as little as $50.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. And click Easy Auction.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
As skies remain cloudy this afternoon, we'll see a chance of some scattered rain or snow showers across the area. Temperatures will stay up near 39 for high, with northwest winds around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain or snow showers are possible, the low at 29. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
And the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Special two-hour edition from Haymarket Park, Hawks Field at the University of Nebraska, where the Huskers have their baseball home opener today against the UNK Lopers. Getting underway in just a little over an hour. Still to come on our show today, more boys' state basketball talk with Paul Baronic of Verena, Jay Stair of Overton. Lloyd Wagnus will join us from Heartland Lutheran as well. But it's lunchtime, folks, and they are open for you at the Chicken Coop on the bricks of the downtown, and also in Grand Island. Kearney in Grand Island, that is where they have all the fine food.
Well, and $5 burgers going on every Wednesday night.
What's tonight?
I think it's Wednesday.
Is it?
perfect opportunity before the state tournament.
Any burger, including the mushroom burger, bacon burger, Totally Jack burger, tonight and every Wednesday night, the Coop and Carney in Grand Island offer any of their burgers for just $5 with fries from 5 until 10 p.m. Check out the Coop's newly remodeled basement. Their party room is better than ever. And, you know, it's not long until you're thinking about graduation time, college, high school, whatever it is, your parties. They are there for you at the Chicken Coop with a $5 burger night tonight from 5 to 10. And, of course, it might not even be $5 if you pick the right numbers at Keenan.
Oh, free. Competent.
It's kind of been a while, though. I'm on a cold streak.
It happens.
Talking to my buddy Chris the other day. He's on a cold streak as well. We're looking to pick that up next time we get a lunch at the Chicken Coop, where they invite you in to watch all the NCAA tournament games and all the conference championships as they progress on. And, of course, the Husker women as they try to make a run at, dare we say, a national championship in women's basketball. And Connie Yorey has been named one of 10 finalists for the inaugural KYAU National Coach of the Year Award. Now, there's always been a National Coach of the Year, but now they have named it after the former North Carolina State coach who passed away from cancer this past year and won 737 games in 34 seasons at North Carolina State. Also coached the gold medal winning team at the 81 World Games, the 86 Goodwill, 86 World Championships, and 88 Olympics. But one of four coaches, Connie Yorey, who led their team to unbeaten conference seasons. Of course, Gino Auriemma of Connecticut, Stanford's Tara Vanderveer, and Hartford's Jennifer Rosario. Also Sherry Cole of Oklahoma, Pat Summit of Tennessee among the 10 finalists for the Women's Coach of the Year, and named after Kay Yao. So there you go.
They need to narrow that list to one right now. Right. If she's not the coach of the year.
And there's a problem. There's no doubt about it. You don't bring a program that wasn't ranked in the top 25 in the preseason and go undefeated and not be the National Coach of the Year. And, of course, the selection show for the women, Monday, the selection show for the men, on Sunday. In just a second here, we're going to be talking with the head coach of the defending C2 state champion Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic. But right now, folks, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome live here on the Doug and Daddy Show the all-time C2 state tournament boys scoring leader out of Bertrand High School. I don't know if a lot of people know this gentleman, but we welcome Tony Davis to the microphone here. Tony, thanks for joining us today.
Well, Doug, really enjoyed listening to you guys' show. It's a great show, hell of a show you got, and great to be here.
Well, what have you been doing? How have you been keeping busy here lately? We always see you around state tournament time, but I hardly know what you're doing the rest of the year.
Well, it's tough to believe. You know, you sit back removed from it, and it's been 17 years since that actually took place. So it's not like it was 3-4 years ago.
Tony Davis joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you're coming down to the boys' state tournament, it's there. It's in the program. It's documented. C2 state tournament scoring leader. How many points was that, Tony?
That'd be 94.
94. Is that still the smallest amount that's still in there and hasn't every other class went over 100?
Yeah, I'm sure they have. It's one of the weaker ones.
I know sometimes you get worried about some of the C2 All-Staters. Are you worried about that record this year? It seems a little bit more balanced, and maybe there's no dominant player in the C2 field that could break your record.
Well, it's balanced, and they don't have those teams that can score. You know, they don't score 80 points anymore. A lot of these teams winning games 45-38 and just not that many points to spread around.
Take me back to that 1992 state championship run for Bertrand. Did you have any idea that you would be the leader of this team and be able to put up 96 points?
Well, no, you don't go down there thinking that. We went down there to bring home the trophy, and that was the only reason we went down there, and especially after losing. Yeah, it's weird. You sit back and look at it. I think a heck of a lot more about the year before. Being up by 17, 6:50, 5:58 left in the game to Lincoln Christian in Pershing Auditorium and losing that ball game than I do about the state final game. And I've got to be honest, my wife says, oh, glory days, you're always living in the past. Well, I think about that every day. Every day I think about that loss. I don't think about the wins.
If you're married, that probably was the glory days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's all downhill since then.
How did you blow a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter?
No, that was really Coach Ekstrom's fault. As I look back, no, I'm kidding.
And he's coming back with Minden as an assistant coach this year. Your thoughts? Have you talked to him?
I talk to Coach Ekstrom throughout the year, and it's kind of fun. We talk this time of year. He'll be down. He's a freshman coach from Minden, and hoping the Whippets can do some good things down here. Interesting. I don't think Coach Levin maybe told you this after the last time they played Fall City. You said was in the finals when Fall City actually beat Minden. So kind of interesting connection there. when you look at this game coming up tomorrow.
Joining us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show is Tony Davis, the all-time leading scorer in state tournament history in Class C2. Great memories there. There were some great guys playing in the other classes back in 1992. In fact, the game right after you was one of the biggest performances in state tournament history.
Well, yeah, Andy Woolridge for Benson, Kenya Crandall on that Benson team played Hastings. Doug Brandt went on to Baylor, did great things there. Adam True of Pius was in that state tournament. Chris Dahl from Ralston. You know, also in Class A that year was Bellevue West.
Eric Strickland
played. So there's a lot of talent spread along. And then right after that, you know, Badgett, right in that same era, Terrence Badgett, a lot of people remember him.
Oh,
South
South. Packers, yeah.
There you go. So there's a lot of talent down there, a lot of people. Focused on that Benson-Hastings game, which is an incredible game. I believe Woolridge scored 52 in that final game and just absolutely went nuts.
I guess, finally, after having such a great state tournament and going out, were you bitter that you were not anything? I mean, I'm talking basketball. You weren't the player of the year anywhere. You weren't all Nebraska. I mean, that had to be disappointing. Were you a one-hit wonder?
Well, yeah, I pretty much was a one-hit wonder. I think about that all-tournament team that was announced by Stu Pospisil that year.
Larry Porter back then.
Oh, Larry Porter back then.
Yeah.
I made that with Adam True, Dahl, Woolridge, and Kenya Crandall, I believe, and then me. So pretty much apple, orange, banana, pear, ostrich. Which one doesn't belong?
Well, at least you went on and finished your career on a high note.
Yeah, well, that was. I guess I did finish it on a high note. We brought home the trophy. That's what we set out to do. And you know, you think back, we thought we had great teams in the RVL, you know, when we were, you know, in that era. I believe, you know, the amount of state championships brought back to the RVL, that was one of the only ones. Maybe the only one ever.
Back when they had to play early in the morning. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Chris and Carney says, Daddy, were you always this size in your heyday at Bertrand, or did you gain some pounds afterwards?
Believe it or not, shave 120 off of me.
But you were solid, right?
I looked a lot like our friend Riz.
Back in the day.
Minus the years.
Tony, such a pleasure for you to make this appearance on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Daddy would have been here to talk to you, but he's down on the field getting some pregame information.
That's good.
Well, the C2, Tony Davis joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The C2 tournament, will Axtell win it? Will Ravenna defend, or will somebody else come in there like a Burwell or a Harnington CC? We'll find out. Paul Baronic now joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about Ravenna's possible chances at repeating in Class C2.
Boys State High School Basketball Tournament tipping off Thursday. We've got a number of games, including right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and The Breeze 94.5 FM. It is a C2 battle at 7 o'clock from Lincoln Southeast between Ravenna and Sutton. And Ravenna coach Paul Baronic joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they prepare for this state tournament. And coach, coming off the loss to Axtell, going in with the wild card, what's the last week been like in practice and around the kids?
Well, if you guys know anything about me, it's been intense. You know, we've watched some film and you know, dissected it and looked at it and redissected it. And after a few choice screams by me, the kids have responded really well. We've had four really good days of practice last week.
Paul, is there one thing you can do to get the shooting turned around at all?
No. I think anything with that is confidence. You know, I think my plan this week is to show them some film that where they did some things that really well, you know, maybe to get that that resurgence back with their confidence and you know, just stay away from it. I don't say too much in at practice. You know, you can beat a dead horse, I think. And in this case, we're just going to let them ride it out. And then again, like I say, I'm going to try to key up some video where they've done well. You know, like in Riley's case, you know, show them the Weeping Water tape where he couldn't miss. So.
Paul Baronic joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for their matchup with Sutton on Thursday. You played 25 games, and that's as much as anybody, Coach. Did fatigue ever factor in here, and will this time off maybe, I'm sure you're hoping, refresh them?
I think so. You know, I think, you know, I think you hit on the head. You know, you get to a point in the season where, you know, you've played and played and played, but now our kids understand the sense of urgency of it where, you know, you play Monday for a chance to play two more games. And, our kids are to the point where they don't want things to end, you know. So tiredness, you know, those type of things. You know, I will say this. I think Axtell was just mentally more prepared to just get after it. And it showed up on film, and our kids have taken kind of a learning curve to that and tried to figure out some things and how we could fix that. And they've responded pretty well.
Paul, you still like at the end of the season, you look back on it, you still like playing all the kids you are playing?
I do. You know, we have certain groups that play more, and we have certain types of groups that may come in and give us a surge of some sort. And, you know, that's kind of our group. We've affectionately called the Kamikaze group. They came in against Axtell and really showed that they can step up the intensity as far as you know, the level of play and how hard people go. So they're great at doing that, and we're pretty fortunate with the kids that we do have run through there, and I wouldn't be afraid to play any of them at any time.
Paul Baronic joins us here as the Ravenna Blue Jays try to defend their state championship, and I guess it seems like that was a long time ago, I would imagine, Coach.
Well, in some cases it does. You know, we started out a retreat this year in November. We watched the replay of it, you know, and just the kids getting excited over that again. You know, it was just, it's amazing how, you know, those type of memories are lifelong and how, what kind of lasting memories they are. So, you know, it does seem like a long time ago. And I guess, you know, watching the girls this weekend, you know, three of them repeated. Maybe there's a chance that, you know, some of us can that are there again can repeat, and hopefully just, you know, mainly the Blue Jays, I guess.
Well, and this is a rematch from middle of January. And, you know, you look at the score and you go, really? I mean, even Sutton scored more points than they're used to scoring. Now, you handle them pretty easy at their place by 17 when you guys were really rolling at that time of the year. What have they done a little differently to get even better as you get ready to take Sutton on here?
Well, a couple things on that game. We were down 12-1 in the first quarter and then down 1 at half. And we just came off the night before scoring 42 in the first quarter. So we went from a 42 performance against Sutton, or against Shelton, and then we turn around and get 1 point against Sutton. So, you know, they just do things to take you out of what you do, and they're so good at their pattern offense that they get shots that they want. And the thing that their improvement right now is they start 5 sophomores. So as the year goes on, they're going to improve just in, you know, experience, those types of things, understanding one another. But they've played together for a while, and they understand each other. But, you know, the experience right now is really paying off for them. And, you know, anytime you have younger kids playing at the end of the year, those are the type of things that are going to happen.
Paul, assess the Class C2 field as a whole.
I think it's anybody's game, to be honest with you. There's so many balanced teams out there. There is no, you know, I in the past where teams that maybe came in and they were the definite favorite and to do things, and, you know, no one was going to touch them kind of thing. This just, you know, it is not going to happen. I think most teams coming down are proficient at offense. I think all of them are very, very good at defense. And, you know, that's probably where we pale a little bit. You know, we just soon play, you know, Lael Myermont type of zero defense, you know, so people hurry up and shoot so we can hurry up and shoot back. So, but, you know, I think a lot of teams play good defense down there, and that's what makes them champions.
Well, Paul, we appreciate you giving us some time as you continue preparations, and we look forward to another great state tournament game, and best of luck to you and the Blue Jays.
Well, thanks, Doug and Daddy. I appreciate it. And, you know, you guys, for Central Nebraska and the main areas, you guys are outstanding, and you do a great job. And, you know, just fortunate to have you guys, even you two guys, I mean, if I have to say it.
Thanks, Paul. You're the best.
Hey, you guys have a great day. It's always a pleasure.
Paul Baronic, Kent Boys basketball coach of the defending Class C2 state champion Ravenna Blue Jays. They, like St. Cecilia, trying to defend down here this year in Class C. Doug and Daddy show with you live from Haymarket Park, Hawksfield, as the Huskers and Lopers are less than an hour away from the season opener. It's actually the first game of the state of Nebraska for both. The home opener for the Huskers, and the Lopers have yet to be able to play and probably couldn't if they wanted to. They're supposed to play at home this weekend. We'll see if the weather will permit that. Coming up, Jay Stair from Overton, Lloyd Wagnitz of Hartland Lutheran will join us as they preview their boys state tournament ball games and how they look going in. You've got two different sides of the story there. Jay Stair and Overton now ranked number one in this week's Omaha World Herald Boys Rankings, and Lloyd Wagnus and Heartland Lutheran, they haven't been there yet. And let's go into our final break with one more set of tickets to give away to this weekend's bike show and swap meet at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Caller number three at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you want to go to this great, big, huge, huge bike show and swap meet this weekend, call now, and we'll be back and chat with Jay Stair right after this.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Indian Head Golf Club now has lunch and happy hour specials. Wednesday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll serve soup and sandwiches. Monday through Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., they'll serve a different special each day, like meatball sandwich, chili and cornbread, sloppy joes, wings, barbecue pork, and tacos. And don't forget the daily beer specials during the same time, ranging between $1 and $2. Only at Indian Head Golf, where the fun begins.
Indian Head Golf.
If anxiety or outright fear of dentists has caused you to avoid proper dental care and your smile has fallen into a state of long-term neglect, our team is here to help you. I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with Metalark Dental Associates and have served the Tri-City area for 30 years. Sedation dentistry is good news. With sedation dentistry, proven procedures can be performed as you relax in comfort. We can accomplish more in a single visit, reducing the number of appointments needed to restore your smile. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com, MeadowlarkDental.com, or call for an appointment at 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
That's the sound of power, the power to get things done. We're Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power. If you need it, Groney's Outdoor Power Center sells it and fixes it. From chainsaws, lawnmowers, weed trimmers, to snow blowers and plows, and hot pressure washers, we can give you the power to do it right. We service what we sell, and what they sell, too. 3551 North Highway 281. Call 308-384-5168. Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Qualify for a new career in just 6 weeks through our truck driver training program. Truck drivers are still in demand, and our graduates are successful in the job market, with starting salaries of $35,000 a year or more.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, it's over. Sandy Creek, the state champion.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars, C2 state champs.
Neinmeyer wins his ninth state championship at Sandy Creek, the 9 years since the Cougars have won.
You heard every state champ crowned Saturday. You will again this Saturday, as well as selected quarter and semifinals from the boys' tournament.
Sandy Creek is like the good old days from the 1990s.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1460 and 1550 a.m.
Yeah, skies remain cloudy this afternoon. We'll see a chance of some scattered rain or snow showers across the area. Temperatures will stay up near 39 for high, with northwest winds around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain or snow showers are possible, the low at 29. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Daddy Show continues our special extended edition today from Haymarket Park, Hawksfield, where the Huskers have their home opener today against the UNK Lopers. Didn't get to play last year, but they played three out of the last four out of the last 5 years here, and a good test. The Huskers haven't had a problem with the Lopers in the past, and Tony, you don't expect that here today, but you never know. It's an early season baseball game, and We'll just see. You see a lot of guys. I mean, nobody's throwing their number one out here today, although the Lopers are going to go through a lot of different pitchers, and the Huskers are definitely going to have their the boys that they want to get the bats hot with.
You'd expect Nebraska to come out, though, Doug, and try and take care of this ball game early on here, and I think they want to win so bad. You know, everybody's sitting in Kearney going, look at the weather. There's no way we can play 140. Mike Anderson saying, boys, get down here. We need to play a baseball game. We need to get a win.
we need to
get the confidence turned around. We need to play bad. Damon, we need your club down here.
Thanks.
Get them down here. Let's play. And I think that's more than anything. And heck, the weather's really decent here in Lincoln today.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like being at Lake Tahoe, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say
it's snowing in the mountains, and you come down here to Greg Sharp's Villa, and it's sunny and beautiful and green everywhere. So there you go. Hey, our winner of the bike show tickets, Jamie from Kearney, was caller 3, so congratulations, and hope everybody that picked up tickets this week has a lot of fun. Jay Stair has the number one team in the rankings in the Overton Eagles. As they come down to the State Boys Basketball Tournament tomorrow, they are looking to get to the finals for the first time because they made a couple of semifinals appearances under our friend Coach Brian Regland a handful of years back, 6-7 years ago, and we'll see if Overton can get into the finals of the Boys State Tournament, which gets underway tomorrow, and you'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN Radio, getting underway at 2 o'clock as they take on Randolph. We had a chance to catch up with Coach Stair.
The State High School Boys Basketball Tournament continues Thursday. Opening round action for the Overton Eagles taking on Randolph, Lincoln Northeast High School at 2 o'clock. And, Daddy, earlier this week when the Omaha World Herald updated their rankings going into state, Overton ascended to the number one spot for the first time this year.
Yeah, they come in as the number two seed. We're pleased to be joined by their head coach, Joel Stair, right now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Or Jay Stair.
Oh, it's Jay Stair. That's right. We want to correct some people in the area from other media outlets. It is Jay Stair, in fact, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to the show again, Jay.
Thank you, Anthony and Douglas. I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, you guys have done what you needed to do. You had an impressive win over Loup City in the district final, and now you go in as the number one team. I'm sure you don't want that number one moniker on your back because that just gives other teams maybe a little bit more of a bullseye to shoot from, but still it shows what this team has done this year.
Well, actually, you're the first person to tell me that. I guess I didn't realize that Omaha actually did do that. I don't, you know, we're a decent basketball team. Whether or not we're number one or not, I don't know. But the kids have worked hard this year. They've, you know, they've met every challenge. Our three losses are to the number one and two teams in C2 this year. And like I said, we've met every challenge and we've played well in the games that we've need to play well. And we're 19-3, and the kids have been rewarded for it to make down state, and hopefully they can continue to play well.
Jay, I think you can run down your list, and you can talk about Schaefer, you can talk about the Olmstead, you can talk about Gerard, you can talk about a lot of kids, but Jacob Jensen seems to be a real pleasant surprise for you this year.
Well, Jacob is I tell people this, he when you see Jacob, you think there's no way this kid is able to play basketball just because he doesn't look very coordinated, he doesn't do things, but he's a very intelligent young man. He's actually, if I want to put basketball knowledge-wise, he's very intelligent. I'd probably put him in probably either number one or number two in that aspect, and just knowing what he needs to do and understanding situations and stuff like that. And against Loup City, he did an outstanding job. He didn't score very many points, but he did what we needed him to do. He guarded the secretary kid, and he banged with him and stuff. He ended up fouling out, but he did what he needed to do. And then the other games this year, he's come in and he's been a spark at times. You know, he'll get an offensive rebound or a defensive rebound or a block shot or even a key basket, and it just kind of catapults us and gets our other guys going a little bit. And he has definitely done an outstanding job.
We're chatting with Overton Boys Basketball Coach Jay Stair. And, Coach, we've talked about it all season long when we've done your games that you wanted to develop depth for this time of the season. Now we're here at the state tournament. How do you feel about that? And, you know, watching last week, there were teams that only had 6-7 kids that went down in one state tournaments. I know you want to have 9 or 10 that you don't have to worry about putting out on the floor. So where do you think you are right now?
Well, I think we're okay. We've definitely got at least one or two more players that can maybe come in and give us some quality minutes. The freshman, Matt Ayton, has come in toward the middle of the season and done a very good job for us, you know, hitting some shots and playing good defense, a defensive spark. When we played North Platte St. Pat's halfway through the season, he came in and got a few key steals or stops and did an outstanding job for us there. And then he just kind of got his way into that playing role with being about the sixth or seventh guy off the bench, the first or second guy off the bench or sixth or seventh man. And we do have a few more guys that can maybe come in and steal a minute or two for us. We're not really entirely deep, but I could confidently say we probably are seven deep right now, and that's a little bit better feeling than being where we were at the beginning of the season. So the kids have progressed this year, gotten better, and hopefully we can get down there and see if our conditioning pays off.
Jay Starr joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Overton Eagles. Jay, it seems to be a reoccurring question, but I think it's a good question this time of year. Are you peaking at the right time?
I hope so. You know, we played in our conference tournament finals against Axtell. We didn't start very good, but we finished fairly well. We were down fairly in double digits there, I think 24-8 at one time or 26-11 after the first quarter, and actually battled back to tie at one time, and they eventually beat us. But, you know, we finished the season strong with three wins, and then played a very scrappy, tough Elwood team that, you know, game planned very well for us, and it was the exact same game as we played them during the season. They did a very good job of taking a few of our guys out of the equation and making our other basketball players do that. And once we got past Elwood, you know, the kids came out with a little bit of fire. And we had one senior foul out in the Elwood game, and he wasn't, you know, he definitely was glad that he had another chance, another opportunity, and he did make the most of it. And Jared Schaefer against Arapahoe, Jared played very well. Stat-wise, he was tremendous with, you know, he only had 15 or 14 points, but I think he ended up with 16 or 17 rebounds and 7 or 8 blocks and, you know, 6 or 7 assists. So, you know, that's a pretty good stat line for even a high school basketball game. And, you know, the kids are playing well right now, and I think that the games that we had against Arapahoe and Elwood, they did a good job of trying to limit Jacob and Jared to their points. So it made the other teams, or not the other teams, the other guys, step up their play and contribute and show that they can actually do some scoring, and I think that just helps us out a little bit more. And if we're peaking right now, I hope so, because I think we are a very good basketball team if we are playing the game that we're capable of playing.
And Jay, give us your scouting report on your first-round opponent here in Randolph.
Well, they're a tall team. You know, I think going down to the state championships down here with all eight teams, I think we're the smallest team out of the eight. We're, you know, our tallest kids are 6'2", and they play bigger than they are, but, you know, height-wise, you know, you can't teach height. You know, with Randolph, I think they got, you know, they start 6'6", 6'3", 6'3", 6'2", and 6 foot, and bring a 6'5 kid off the bench, and we really haven't seen a lot of team heights like that. Loup City was a tall team when they'd get some of their younger kids in with Secretary and Smith and Roy. But, you know, we really haven't seen tremendously tall teams. And, you know, that could be a factor. But they play 1-3-1. They have scored quite a few points in a few games. But I think they like to slow it down and just try to play good team defense. And, you know, they're very good shooters. And they take care of the basketball, and we definitely have our hands full. They're down there for a reason. It's not because they got lucky. They're a good basketball team, and we'll definitely have our hands full.
Well, Jay, we wish you the best of luck. Look forward to a great run, and, of course, the game's on ESPN Radio all weekend long. Jay Starr, good luck to you in Overton.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Jay Starr, the head coach of the top-ranked Overton Eagles, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You'll hear their game with Randolph at 2 o'clock from Lincoln Northeast High School tomorrow afternoon right here on ESPN Radio. We will take a break and wrap up our show. Lloyd Wagnitz will tell us about what it's like for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets to make their first-ever trip to the state tournament, plus two or three stories before we got out of here that you just have to address, including Marion Jones to the WNBA. Mike Tyson might want to fight again. I don't get it. Something's going on. Can you feel it in the air tonight? Back after this.
Increase your business contacts and meet new people, all in under 2 hours. Wednesday, March 10th is the first annual Speed Networking event hosted by Network Hastings at Hastings Kino. Bring your business cards and meet everyone in the room. 2 to 3 minutes per person and then meet someone new. It's like speed dating, but for business. Come build your Hastings network. RSVP via email, mfong@hastings.edu. That's mfong@hastings.edu. And it's free to you. Wednesday, March 10th, 5 to 7 at Hastings Kino. Let's network.
As we head towards spring and all the green that it brings, save some with Easy Auction. Get a head start on your tan with your choice of 3-month tanning packages from Burlington Village Tanning. For your convenience, they're open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. A $130 value. You save 50% with Easy Auction. Easy Auction also features food, items for your home, car, self-improvement, fun things to do. Just log on to browse, sign up to buy. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click Easy Auction.
The Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets making their first ever trip to the state basketball tournament, and Coach Lloyd Wagnus is joining us here as they get ready to take on. It'll be a formidable foe in Ewing, but Coach, before we get into all that X's and O thing, let's start off with, hey, congratulations, and boy, it's got to be quite a feeling. First time this boys basketball team is kind of blazing the way for all the sports there at Heartland Lutheran.
It's great to have a team like this, to be able to have the accomplishments they have this year, and they're very looking forward to Thursday morning.
Coach, take me through the district final, the sub-districts, some good competition there, but, you know, when you're going through it for the first time, these kids have to be a little bit nervous. How do you like the way, obviously the result great, but the way that they played through those sub-district and district games?
Well, the sub-district final, it wasn't hard to get motivated for that. We played Cedar Rapids, which played us to double overtime, only won by 3 earlier in the year. They came out to, make a point that they could play with them, played very well. And then the district finals, we found out we worked them a little too hard the 4 days prior. They were a little tired, and it showed during the game. But they hung in there and finished the job.
As this season progressed, I know that this was probably an attainable goal. Do you think this was the first time that this was an attainable goal, some of the things that you guys accomplished this year?
Absolutely. It was the first time because of the team depth we have, the focus that these guys have, and they have been working hard. They set this as a goal clear back in July when we started summer camp. So it's fun to watch them actually accomplish that goal.
Coach Lloyd Wagnus of Heartland Lutheran is joining us here as they get ready to take on Ewing in bright and early, 9 a.m. at Lincoln Southeast. Coach, was there a key point, do you think, to your season, a game, a practice, a stretch of the year that really kind of caught the attention of this team?
Burwell. The second time we played Burwell, knocked them from being undefeated. That was the key. They came out on that one really focused. And at that point, they knew that they could play with the people. The very next week, they played Nebraska Lutheran and jumped out to 22-0 lead in the first quarter. And they've been totally focused ever since.
Let's talk a little bit about this game now. You're going to take on Ewing, who has been such a strong, strong basketball program. Their only loss is to the number one team in C2, Axtell, by a single point. They are a team that many people are picking to win the whole class, so you guys have a tough task ahead of you right away.
Yeah, we do. We've got our work cut out for us. They are good. They've been there, it seems like forever. In the state tournament, so they've got that going for them too, since it's only our first time. But we're going to go there and just give it all we got.
Is there anything that you have to do, since this is the first time for your kids, anything you have to say, anything that that you'll be going through that maybe a Ewing or some of the other schools don't have to?
Well, we've been trying to focus since the middle of January when we got rated, that every game is a championship game. And so, like, when we got to the district finals, I go, what is it, a championship game? And I go, what have we been playing? They go, championship game. So we're trying to play with the same mentality that every game is for a championship, and that helps them stay focused.
Talk about your kids here. I mean, you got a little height, and anytime you got some height on a D2 school, that's a great accomplishment. I know we talked to you earlier in the year, but again, refresh the folks that haven't heard of Heartland Lutheran or had a chance to see them play, where your strength is going to be in this game.
Well, we have Cole Kowalski, 6'8", senior. He has finally come on and starting to play. He has changed since the Burwell game. He is a leader on the floor. He wants the ball. He's playing defense. We've got Jacob Salter, 6'2", point guard, plays very well. He's been playing all 4 years. Great leader on the floor. He gets the ball where it needs to be. He's got a lot of speed. We have another senior, Dylan Dreher, 6'1". Plays the baseline well, gets his share of rebounds even though he's only 6'1". And then we have another senior starting, 5'11", Josh Messersmith. And the four of those guys have been working well together. And then from there, our fifth person, we even bring in a couple sophomores and a junior. They rotate kind of evenly to make that fifth spot.
Lloyd Wagnus is with us for just another minute here, the head coach of the Red Hornets at Heartland Lutheran. Coach, we talked a lot about the last couple of years during our coverage of games in the postseason, especially at Girls State. If you're the underdog, surviving that first quarter, not necessarily getting out to a great first quarter, but surviving the first quarter, does that make some sense with this team?
Absolutely. What we want to do is we want to set the pace. You know, yeah, we want to survive it, but if we feel if we can come out and set the pace at the start, we have a better opportunity than trying to come from behind. And that was proven the first time we played Burwell. So that's our key, is those first 4 minutes are going to be very key to us.
Everybody knows about Austin Kotzer. What do you do? Do you let him get what he wants? Do you try and shut him down? What's going to be your attack here against Ewing?
I don't think you can shut him down. He's going to get his 20 to 30 points. What you need to do is hold the rest of them down, and if you can't score more than his, you know, 30 points, you're in trouble.
Coach, what's the feeling been around the school this week and since you guys clinched?
Total chaos. You know, phone calls, emails, excitement. We have a fundraiser that we have the following weekend, and people are calling and donating items to the fundraiser. Just a lot of buzz going on about Heartland Lutheran.
Well, Coach, there'll be a lot more if you guys are playing on Friday, so congratulations, and we look forward to the great, great basketball game.
Why are you only talking Friday? We want to be there Saturday, too.
I like the confidence. I like the confidence. Lloyd Wagnus, head basketball coach at Heartland Lutheran. Coach, thanks so much for the time today.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Daddy, that first time is going to be exciting for Heartland Lutheran. I mean, this is the first time in a team sport for anything for the Red Hornets, and they got a tough draw here with Ewing, but I guess you got to chalk it up to you just never know. Their losses are to Hampton and Burwell and Giltner. I mean, it's not like they've been beat by a bad team. They're good, too.
Yeah, you're 20-3. You think you've been tested of playing those teams, competing with those teams. We'll see if they can slow down Austin Kotzer and that crew from Ewing. The key is obviously you've got to slow him down somehow. Yeah, he's going to get some points, but instead of having 35, you got to hold him down that 20 range, I think, to give them a chance to win this ballgame.
Doug and Daddy Show on KXPN, Kearney, KICS, Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to thank all the fine folks that have been with us on the program today. But before we do, Daddy says, let's pick the state champions in all six classes. I feel that sometimes I'm picking with a team from the area and against a team from the area. So let's go. Class A, I'm not taking the number one seed. Who you got?
I will not take the number one seed either. I'm going to take Lincoln Southeast to win a state title.
I think that's a good pick, but I'm going to take Omaha Central to win the state title. Omaha finds a way, and in fact, when you look there, I just think they've got the chance. Class B, I'm not overlooking Adams Central. Everybody else is overlooking Adams Central. I think they've got a chance to make it to the finals, but if they do make it to the finals, I don't think they'll win. I'm going to take, and this is a roll of the dice, Pius X has one of those things where one of the kids' fathers passed away last week. They've got another reason. And I'm going to take Pius to win Class B.
Well, that's funny because I'm going to take Coach Weeks to upset Pius in the first round, so I throw them out immediately. I'm going to take the 6-seed Ralston to come home with a state title.
Yeah, see, well, yeah. Everybody likes Ralston, not this cat. Class C1, I'll go ahead and pick first. I think Shadron wants it. I think they've got an easier road on their side of the bracket just to get to the finals. I think St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic, Norfolk Catholic, I mean, any of those teams could make it to the finals, so I'm going to take Shadron to win C1.
Yeah, I'm going to take the first ever three-time winner, back-to-back-to-back winner in Hastings St. Cecilia.
C2, Axtell has seniors. I'm taking Axtell. I've watched them both, Axtell and Ravenna, enough to think that Ravenna just sometimes gets into a slump offensively, and they just, they're going to be great for the next 3 years, but maybe it's Axtell's turn. Kind of like Shatter. Maybe it's Axtell's turn.
You know what? Axtell-Ravenna, I think, would be a great final for the area. And I'll just say it. Axtell's got a better team this year. I'll take Axtell.
D1, I think Overton gets to the finals, but Freeman is in the same boat. They've been clipped here a couple of times. I'm going to take Freeman to beat Overton in the finals.
You know, I'm going to take Stu Pospisil. If he says Overton's number one heading in, I think they're number one coming out. I'll take Jay Stare.
I think Jay's probably very happy that you took them and I didn't. He's got to be very happy with that. And in D2, I'm going with Ewing.
That seems to be the overwhelming choice here. I will take Ewing.
Whoa! You can't take Ewing. Hay Springs is your team.
Hay Springs is my team, and I say Lars for first team, all-tournament team. Lars backwards, folks. He's one to watch. Hay Springs. I like him. I like him a lot. But give me Ewing to win the title.
And Derek, back at the studio, we said we had a couple of stories to talk about here before we got out of here. You know more about this Mike Tyson thing. What's going on?
Yeah, apparently there's been some stirrings this morning that Mike Tyson might make an official return in an effort to get a third fight down the road with Evander Holyfield. And the word, it's all rumors apparently, but the word this morning is he could fight Tony Grano, who is a heavyweight out of the state of Connecticut. But now I've gone to another news source, which is actually TysonTalk.com, which apparently the number one news source for Mike Tyson. And here it says, promoter Don King shot down a rumor making the rounds Friday that he had a deal to promote former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson in a third fight with Evander Holyfield. So some rumors stirring that a possible Tyson comeback is in the works. So we'll have to see here over the next week or two if any of this actually comes to fruition.
The only thing we know is that a Tyson-Holyfield fight would not take place on a Friday during Lent because Tyson wouldn't be able to eat meat. So, also, Marion Jones signs with the WNBA Tulsa Shock. Shocking. Nolan Richardson's the coach of that team. It's absolutely crazy.
40 minutes of hell.
That's right.
40 minutes of hell to watch that.
Nomar Garciaparra retires. He signed with the Red Sox, did that one deal so he could retire as a Red Sox. ESPN reporting that Brady Quinn might also be let go by the Cleveland Browns after they let Derek Anderson go, and then they'd be looking at a trade and also possibly drafting somebody. There's so few good quarterbacks in the NFL, and I don't know
if
Brady Quinn's one of those.
Yeah. And Seneca Wallace.
Yeah,
wow.
There you go.
So,
also, ESPN reporting that Don Mattingly is confirmed that he is talking about maybe succeeding Joe Torre when Joe steps aside. And the Washington Redskins are talking to Larry Johnson?
Really? Well, you know, that's another one of those people that Daniel Snyder can throw some money at and still suck.
Well, let's get out of here, Derek, unless you got anything more for us today.
Nope, I think you guys covered the gamut there.
All right, let's get out of here in the final minute. We are at Haymarket Park, Hawks Field. Go to Huskers.com if you want to hear the Nebraska baseball game against UNK today. They've got it all. Of course, the Husker men's basketball team is going to tip it off coming up at 2 o'clock when they take on Missouri in the Big 12 Conference Tournament. Texas Tech right now leads Colorado 61-46 with just under 8 minutes to go. Georgetown beats South Florida in the Big East today 69-49. We've got a Big East doubleheader coming your way tonight here on ESPN. It gets underway at 6 o'clock with Notre Dame against Seton Hall, followed by Louisville against Cincinnati. We want to thank Seamus McKnight here from, of course, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln for getting everything and helping us set up today's program. Mike Anderson, Nebraska baseball coach. Damon Day, Loper baseball coach, along with Loper players Jared Lushen and Todd Stachura. Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach. Tony Davis joined us on the show today, the all-time C2 state tournament leading scorer. Shannon Lovett of Minden, Kevin Asher of St. Cecilia, Paul Veronica of Ravenna, Jay Stare of Overton, Lloyd Wagnitz also joining us from Heartland Lutheran. Basketball the next 2 days here, so back with the Doug and Daddy show on Monday. Daddy, it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah, good luck to all the area teams. Hope you bring home several state championship trophies, and we'll visit with those coaches Monday and Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!